After a tough homecoming loss, Chi High hit the road west to face the Wildcats of River Falls.
Welcome to Raymer Stadium, University of Wisconsin River Falls campus, and also the home of the River Falls Wildcats inside of this conference matchup between your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, 2-4 on the season, and the 4-2 River Falls Wildcats. So 4th and 11, three receivers to the left, single receiver right, ball on the near hash from the shotgun. Mason Von Hayden fakes the give, looking deep down the right sideline. Rainbow's looking for a man and got him in the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. The bomb to Sam Hebert.
Beautiful throw by Von Hayden. A nice rainbow pass, caught it right in the bucket.
Range is going to call his own number, has a big lead block, and he'll get knocked right at the 45-yard line. What a hit for Chi High. That was Fish who just laid the wood on him.
I like how we're marching down the field, Caleb.
LeMay left wing back. Devin Bush the B-back. Xander Neal the right wing back. He'll get the call this time. And Xander Neal into the secondary across the 50-yard line, down to the 45 and the 44-yard line. Xander Neal rips off a big carry that may take us to the end of quarter number one. Mason Von Hayden with four wide, split evenly left and right. He's back to pass as a clean pocket. Now he'll take it himself straight up the middle, and he's got a lot of room. 30, 35, 40. Von Hayden, 45, 50. 45, 40, and a foot race down the sideline. 35, 30, and finally taken out of bounds. Mason Von Hayden galloping into Wildcats territory.
Four wide. Von Hayden with Auger to his left. Von Hayden's going to pop fly deep down the right sideline, looking for a man. Got him in the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
And there's a man that we haven't called all night. That's Mr. Boland.
His second kickoff here of the third quarter. He'll drive it to the 4-yard line near side. 10-yard line, cutting straight up the numbers of the 20. Big collision there. And Chi High thinks
out.
They may have got the ball loose. They knocked it loose. Do the refs agree? Waiting.
There it is.
For the call, it's Cardinal football. First and 15 from the 27-yard line. Von Hayden's going to rainbow deep down the right side. Got a man reaching up, making the catch. Boland for a first down. What a snatch by the Chi High junior.
Jackson Boland climbing the ladder going, you got bossed.
Von Hayden in the shotgun. Von Hayden back to pass. Darts it over the middle. Got a man in the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. And rifling it right down the seam. Von Hayden for his third TD pass.
Jackson Boland who got in there and he got the touchdown.
His second.
Sneaking in on the slant there.
Chi High going power formation. Von Hayden from the gun, going to keep it himself left side. Big collision at the goal line. He's in. That's a two-point conversion. And Chi High leads 21-17.
Second and two. Give to LeMay.
LeMay hit at the line and he will fall forward for a big Chi High first down.
And River Falls hit him at least a yard and a half before the sticks. LeMay showing the strength, falling forward, moving the chains.
Von Hayden from the shotgun. Single back to his left. That's Jackson LeMay. Looking toward LeMay, now throwing over the middle. And a one-handed grab. What a snatch there. I believe that was Preston Auger at the 42-yard line. Goodness gracious.
Trips to the left, Hebert to the right. Von Hayden from the shotgun. Goes screen left side. That's Boland. Boland picking his way between a couple defenders. Keeps his feet.
Boland is loose. 45-40. He's going to go the distance. Jackson Boland to the end zone. Touchdown. Chippewa Falls.
They go for two. Stop just short. And now Fashenbauer has it on the tee at the 40-yard line. The two-point conversion attempt, looking for a good bounce here. Right gloved hand in the air. Fashenbauer gets a nice bounce. It goes high in the air.
Chi High goes up for it. Do they have it? Do they have it? It looks like they do. Oh, my goodness.
What? A kick by Fashenbauer right up the top, pointed up at the ball.
The
senior. Points it.
The clock hits zeros here at UW River Falls. Your final score, the River Falls Wildcats 28, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 27.
A valiant effort comes up just short. And now Chi High returns home to DeRay, facing another squad hungry for a win, the Eau Claire Memorial Old Aves. It's time for Chi High football on WOGO Sports.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High football is on the air.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, also by Johnson Roloff, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, by Holly Bobby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Nicolet Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, and by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, Smart Scan, Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
Well, welcome to Chi High football, penultimate game of the 2023 campaign, and Chi High at home against the Old Abes of Eau Claire Memorial. Cardinals looking for a Big Rivers Conference victory. The Old Abes and Chi High both 1-4 in their conference campaign so far, and Chi High, after a nail-biting 1-point 28-27 loss at River Falls, definitely trying to get on the winning track in what will be the final home game for them and the final game at Duray for their seniors. Dave Check will be joining us in just a few minutes. Alan Dunham will stay warm with us in the booth for just a little bit here. And Alan, again, always a great atmosphere. It's youth football night. It's staff appreciation night. Full house here at Duray. It's a chilly October night. It's a great one for football.
Yeah, it feels like the season just started in some ways, and yet here we are. Second to last game and our last home game of the night. And like you said, it's always a special atmosphere on Friday nights. So there's just something about it. The town comes out, community comes out, see a lot of people. You know, it's an easy travel from Eau Claire to come up and support the Memorial team. So we're looking forward to a great contest tonight.
And again, this is a Memorial team that has a quarterback that's leading the conference in passing yards. They have two receivers that have 32 and 33 receptions respectively. Again, they'll test Chi High's defense tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And two of our standout players so far has been on the defensive secondary. I think it's Wiefelhofer and Bovey, and so expect good games out of them tonight. They'll get tested, and they'll get some opportunities, and looking forward to how they'll respond.
And finally, what do you think the mindset is like here for these seniors, knowing that, again, even if the postseason does happen and they might need a little help, got to win the last two games and get a little help to get in, but this is the last game at Duray, the last time here. I mean, all the hours that you've spent here, not just games, but the practices, growing up here as a kid and watching and wanting to wear that Cardinal red out there. I mean, this is something, it's sad, but also it's, I want to go out on top.
Yeah, there's a time to be sentimental, and this isn't it. You're coming out just like you do any other game. You're stepping between the white lines to compete, and that's what you look forward to. That's what you love, so you enjoy the moment. That's what I'd encourage these guys to do. Excuse me, I'm sure that's what they're thinking in their minds. We're just going out to play this football game to enjoy this moment. And there'll be time later to reminisce and talk about it. Coach Rako does a good job recognizing the seniors and giving them a moment at the last game of the season to be recognized. But tonight, I think their mindset is, we want to go out and win this game.
Well, the game's coming up in about 17 minutes. This is the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham, your WOGO Sports crew. Chris Perry running the Chi High live stream. You can watch and listen to tonight's broadcast via Cardinal TV on YouTube. Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO home base in Halley. We'll step out for 2.5 minutes and be back with head coach Rob Scott of Eau Claire Memorial. It's Chi High football back after this.
Pillar Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you in their new location, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I.
At Pillar Bank, you will see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hi, Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wärzgalä.com.
The Cardinal Countdown pregame show live from Duray Field here in Chippewa Falls. Final home game at Duray for our 2023 seniors for Chi-High. The opponent tonight, the Old Abes of Eau Claire Memorial, here with head coach Rob Scott. Coach, when you look at your team in Chi-High, a lot of similarities, not only in record and placement in the conference, but also you've been in some tough games. You've got some strong sophomores, juniors that have been building as the season goes on. What do you look for in your opponent tonight?
Well, Chippewa Falls is an outstanding team. There's been some bounces they haven't got their way this year, and they're extremely explosive, becoming more and more physical as the year goes on, and they've gotten to that point where they're a really physical football team. So we know we have our work cut out for us, and you know, it should be a fun high school football game tonight.
Coach, when you talk about explosive, your quarterback is leading the Big Rivers in passing yards. It really seems like, again, the air attack is something that's worked well for you. In a night with a little bit more cold, gusting winds, things like that, is that something you can still go to?
Yeah, we hope so. We want to stretch the field vertically, but we also need to run the football. And at times this year, that's been a real struggle, and we're not going to operate the way we want to until we are at a minimum of balanced attack. It's, you know, we have some guys we really like at receiver, and our quarterback's been playing well, but we need to run the football, and to win games, you have to run the football.
And finally, Coach, what's the message to your team last couple games of the season to finish strong the way you want to?
Well, we have a 1-0 mentality, and it's important to our kids. It's really important. Their legacy is important to the older kids, and we have a lot to play for. You know, life goes quick, and you don't get the opportunity to play with your friends very long, and you know, all us old Duffs look back, and we wish we could be out there with our buddies, and every opportunity we can do that and paint that picture for our young kids. What a great opportunity they have.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck tonight and the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
Head Coach Rob Scott back with Coach Regovich of the Cards after this. This is the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives happier, and you'll be happy when you stop by for breakfast in our Wahlburgers fast casual restaurant, or grab a flatbread pizza from our Mia Italian. In the mood for Chinese? We have that too in our Hy-Vee High Chai department, right next to our sushi counter. So whatever you're in the mood for, you'll leave with a smile on your face when you visit Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-High Football.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Score big and get paid with Better Checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show live from Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. The Eau Claire Memorial Old Aves here, the opponent for Chi High's final home game of the season. Coach, youth football night, and again, just some great energy in the house.
It is. These kids are fun to see. They're all fired up. They'd like to get the red on tonight and play too.
Coach, again, last week, such a heartbreaking loss, and yet, offensively, probably the most complete game this team has put together.
Yeah, you know, we're getting better. We're getting better every week, and, you know, we had a hiccup there against New Richmond, but they're a very good football team, and River Falls is a good team, but, you know, our guys are coming around. They're football players. They love the game.
Coach, this Eau Claire Memorial team, they're dangerous. The record might be not great, but again, they can put the ball in the air. They can move the ball. They're explosive.
They're kind of like us, you know, looking for a win, and it's going to be a good one tonight.
And finally, Coach, any special message to the seniors, or do they know, again, last time walking out here in Duray?
That was my pregame talk. They're very well aware of it, and I think they're going to go out with a good show.
Coach, we are looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you, and you have a good time up in the box.
We will. That's head coach Chuck Rakovich, the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, WOGO Sports. It's Chi High and Memorial coming up next.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Northwestern Bank.
delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Cardinal Countdown pregame show, final home game for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals facing the Eau Claire Old Abes, Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes, more specifically. Both teams 2-5 on the year, 1-4, tied for sixth in the Big Rivers Conference. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check here on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And Dave, it's time for the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Again, Chi-High coming off a one-point loss to River Falls. They had really probably their best offensive output in that game. Mason Von Hayden threw four touchdown passes, three of them to Jackson Boland. It seems like they are on the verge of, again, we've seen some explosiveness, but if they can put it all together, offense, defense, special teams in a game, this could be quite the output tonight.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Loved listening to you on the radio last week, listening to the game from Southern Illinois down there with JD. I tell you, the Cardinals really put one on last week, came close to winning that one. Onside kick, that was exciting right down to the finish. Would have been nice to complete a couple passes and put that one away. But today, I think the keys to the game is going to be stopping Eau Claire Memorial's passing attack. They're going to have to get some pressure on the quarterback. And I think Coach Berger's secondary can do a good job in the backfield, but they got to get some pressure. So I'll say the defensive line putting some pressure on the quarterback is the key.
Again, your Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. We'll take a three-minute break. Be back for game time. WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Chi-High, and the Old Abes of Eau Claire Memorial coming up next.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory-authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
And the pitch out to Step on the near side. He's going to cruise all the way into the end zone and score.
Screen left side. That's Boland. Boland picking his way between a couple defenders. Keeps his feet. Boland is loose. 45-40. He's going to go the distance. Jackson Boland to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Check Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Check brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Check served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Check Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
When you're cheering on the Chi-High Cardinals, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-High Football.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Chi High Football on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680. WOGO.com, podcast and live streaming. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you. Tonight on the Chi High live stream, Chris Perry. You can watch and listen via CFHS Media on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe there. Dawson Halverson at the WOGO studios in Halley. We had your Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, Chi High, and Eau Claire Memorial squaring off here. Again, last time these two teams played, Chi High won 28-20. This is a series that goes way, way back. According to the Chippewa Herald, the series with Memorial and Chi High was established in 1961, but it actually dates back to the 19th century with Eau Claire High School, which beat Chi High twice in 1895 to start the series. So again, thank you for the research, Brandon Berg and the Chippewa Herald. Both teams, though, 2-7, looking for win number three here, Dave.
Yeah, quite a bit of history between these two teams as we look Chi High getting ready to kick it off. So we're going to see what we do on defense to start it out. But historically, there's been a lot of games, and I don't think this one's necessarily going to be any different, that are high-scoring games between these two teams, powerful offenses, maybe not necessarily the strongest defenses always. But tonight, I think Chi High Cardinals are going to be able to put some points on Eau Claire Memorial. So we'll see if they can hold them off on defense.
Cardinals will be kicking off, moving left to right on the kickoff. Ethan Fashingbauer, the senior, has it on the tee. The right arm, black gloved right hand in the air. Fashingbauer, the run up and the boots, and we are underway. Good to have you with us on a gorgeous Friday night in Chippewa Falls. Kickoff received at the right hash, 9-yard line, cutting laterally, 15-20, flag on the play, 25, 30-yard line, escaping outside the numbers to the 40, up to the 42, but this one looks to be coming back with a flag on the play all the way near the 22-yard line. Eau Claire Memorial, white traveling jerseys. They've got the purple pants, the purple numerals, and the matte purple helmets with the white numerals on the sides of the helmets. Chi High resplendent in their cardinal red home uniforms with the jet black pants with the cardinal red slash across the pants, black numerals, white piping, and the matte black helmets with that silver CF insignia for Chippewa Falls. It is an infraction on the kickoff that will start Memorial first and 10 far hash from their own 12-yard line.
So they go from the 40 to the 12, and just like we've seen in probably most of the games this year, special teams and penalty is already playing a huge role.
First and 10 for Eau Claire Memorial. Their senior quarterback, Riley Holmberg, 1,233 passing yards. So still are two wide receivers. We'll give it to Shamar Simmons right side. It's past the 10-yard line, up close to the 15. And we will
thought he had a couple of yards, but they're not moving the sticks. I think he's got a couple.
And there is a flag on the play, so it's coming back. But again, I believe that was the first carry for Shamar Simmons. He's a load, 6'1", 209, a junior standing by him before the game. Again, he's not going to be easy to bring down. Especially
and they got a lot of beef out there. They were running a three tight end set. They got some pretty big boys out there.
So that'll make it first and 16 again, because it's half the distance to the goal. So first and 16 from the 6, operating from the shotgun. Holmberg give right up the middle. Chi High very quickly to the point of attack. No gain, maybe even a loss of one.
I think he brought him down right on the 5-yard line, so that's got to be a loss of one. I think that's where they're going to spot it. Ball sitting just outside the 5.
Weigel was on the carry that time. He's a 5'10", 165-pound senior. Now, Holmberg, the quarterback, is a senior, but they're two standout receivers whose names we likely will call a lot tonight, and Tay Ferguson and Julius Clark, both juniors.
Now this is at
Coach Rob Scott.
A little more spread of a set that we're going to need to get some pressure on the quarterback here.
Second and 16 for Holmberg from the gun with three receivers. Now I have two men joining with him in the backfield. Back to pass Holmberg. Gets it out left side, and his man is hit right at the 8-yard line and knocked down. That was Tay Ferguson, 6'3", 185, with a Chi High DB very quickly there. I think, trying to see if that was Zwiefelhofer who was quickest to the ball.
Well played. Give him a completion for 3 yards all day long on that. Brings up a third, and looks like a little over five.
So third and very long for Eau Claire Memorial. I'd say halfway
Eau Claire. Third and 14 or 15, sorry.
Third and 14 from the 8-yard line. Just under 2 minutes gone by here. Four wide for Holmberg. Takes a shotgun snap. Holmberg back to pass, stepping up in the pocket, still dancing. Now it'll take it himself, and he is hit and dropped right at the line of scrimmage. Chi High swarming tonight, and it's a very quick three and out.
Well, there you go. They got pressure on the quarterback there. Didn't allow him to do much besides try to rush out of the pocket, and then they brought him down. Beautiful defensive series by the Cardinals.
The punter will be Vincent Mullen. Chi High will have Carter Bovey back deep to receive.
And you say back deep, he's on Memorial's 45-yard line right now, so we're looking to get some really good field position here.
And the punter standing 6-7 yards deep. Take a high snap, get the punt off. Bovey will grab it on a knee at the 40-yard line, and that's where the Cards will start first and 10, Golden starting field position for Chippewa Falls.
Wouldn't be surprised, based on what we saw last week, if they went a little bit up-tempo here, tried to run a couple of plays really quick and not give Memorial a chance to regroup.
Mason Von Hayden, who had a season-high 179 yards passing and four touchdowns. The team had a season-high 339 yards of offense, according to the Chippewa Herald. Last week against River Falls, we'll try to replicate that or do more tonight. Right up the middle on first down, carry inside the 35-yard line.
Xander Neal right off the bat getting the first carry of the night.
Again, just over 3 minutes gone by.
Give him a gain of six. Ball's going to sit on the 34-yard line right now. And we got a face mask that's going to add on the first down. So that's going to bring us probably all the way to almost the 20-yard line.
We'll give us time to let you know that White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High McDonald Athletics on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass.
Ball is actually inside the 20-yard line, so you're going to have to give our shout-out to the
Johnson Roloff red zone time already.
19-yard line for the Cardinals.
And they're operating from that double-wing formation. Von Hayden, the senior, under center. He'll flip it out right side. That's Jackson LeMay, appears. And that is LeMay, and LeMay crashes down to the 11-yard line.
Number one, Jackson LeMay on the carry. Tackle number 53.
Probably a long three, but we'll give him 3 yards there as the ball does look like it's sitting on the 16-yard line.
Second and 7 from the 16. And Chi High double tight, double wing. Back to pass Von Hayden. Big fake. He's going to zip one down the right side. Got him in wide open the end zone. Touchdown. Chippewa Falls. Xander Neal.
It's time for Xander Neal to get on the board with a 16-yard catch and a touchdown. And obviously the crowd knows Mason Von Hayden perfect on the night.
Again, the Johnson Roloff Red Zone. Johnson Roloff, your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRoloffService.com. 8:09 to go first quarter. Chi High
leading 6-0. Snap, spot, kick is good, and it's 7-0 Chippewa Falls. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Cardinals on the board first here at home. 16-yard touchdown pass with 8:09 remaining in quarter number one. Xander Neal on the other end. Chi High defense will get a chance after special teams hopefully makes the stop here, but a little shake and bake on the return from Eau Claire Memorial. 50, 45, 40, now a foot race down the sideline, and Eau Claire Memorial is going to tie this one up on a 90-yard kick return.
There's no flags to bail them out. That's just, a couple of the guys did a great job knocking over the Eau Claire Memorial players, but then you got to make the tackle. And special teams has been such a huge, huge part of the season for the Cardinals this year. A number of close games, holding them, defense doing a good job of holding them, and even scoring on defense, and that hurts. You do all that work, play a perfect half up to that point, and now you're one kick away from being tied.
Again, just pure speed. That looks to be Jake Weigel on the return.
Last man standing, he just blew by. He's definitely got some speed.
And now the PAT to tie the game. Vincent Mullen, 6'1", 175-pound junior.
Caleb, that's going to be an interesting stat to look at as he kicks this one.
And it's, they're going to fake it, rolling out to the right, trying to make the corner and going in untouched. Tay Ferguson, and it is 8-7 Eau Claire Memorial. 7:54 remaining. We're back after this in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Two very quick scores in this one. 7:54 remaining in the first quarter. A 90-yard kick return from Eau Claire Memorial would have presumably tied this at 7, but then Memorial, the two-point conversion, and now they lead by 1.
Even worse for the Cardinals, played a perfect game up to this point, and now we got to kick it off to, or now we're going to get the ball, but down a point. And, you know, with the offenses on these teams, I think the two-point conversion might wind up being the play to make today.
A little squib kick that's bobbled by Chi High. They'll fall on it at the 25-yard line, but effectively cutting out any chance at a return.
And so now the Memorial defense will get a chance to work. Chiha, of course, Golden starting field position on their opening possession.
Yeah, didn't really see Eau Claire Memorial do anything to slow the Cardinals down. We'll see if they can also work it with the 25-yard or the 25-yard line, a 75-yard field. Cardinals on the year have had a hard time sustaining drives, so we'll see.
First play, give off the right side. That's Jackson LeMay. LeMay darts up past the 30. And again, if you can stay ahead of the sticks on first down, it bodes well for this Chi-High offense.
Yeah, exactly right. 8-yard rush puts them in great position. Still not where you'd want to take a chance here and say that it's a four-down type situation. So the Cardinals probably looking to just run this ball, get a first down, keep moving the sticks.
They'll start out on the double wing after the gain of 8, second and 2 from the 33-yard line. Von Hayden under center. Two wing backs will give to that B-back, the fullback right ahead, and bashing across the 40-yard line for a first down is Devin Bush.
And that's Devin's first carry of the night. He moves the sticks all the way to the 41-yard line. That also is an 8-yard gain. You know, traditionally when we've looked at this double wing offense, when we're cooking on all three cylinders and the three running backs have equal carries and equal yards, that's when Cardinals are at their best.
And they'll start out again from the near hash in the double wing. Give off the left side. That's Xander Neal. Neal has some room. 45 to midfield. 45-40. Neal down the sideline, cutting back all the way down to the 30-yard line. Xander Neal, a chunk play for Chi-High.
Looks like that's maybe a 30-yard run for Xander Neal.
All the way down to the 29-yard line of Memorial.
So, Chi-High, first and 10 again, knocking on the door of the Johnson Roloff red zone and quickly back to the line to keep the momentum going. First and 10 from the Memorial 29-yard line. And in motion left to right, jet sweep give. That's Jackson LeMay. LeMay 25-20, close to it. The clock will keep running.
Nice 5-yard chunk there for Jackson LeMay. Cardinals not slowing, not showing any signs of slowing down that offense. At least they're huddling this time, but going to the ball real quick.
Second and 5 and 24.
It'll actually be marked out at the 24. So second and 5 from there for Chi-High. Double wing, double tight. Crisscross. Neal ends up with it. Neal darting, finds a crease, and he will bowl his way down just shy of the 20-yard line. So third and short coming up for the Cards, and now we have whistles and a stoppage of play for a moment as Chi-High player is a little banged up.
Nice move by Neal, cutting Neal that inside, having the vision to do that, and he's coming out a little bit banged up. He was dead to rights if he would have bounced it outside, made a nice cut inside, took the 4 yards that was given to him. You know, a lot of times with double wing, when we run these outside plays, the running backs get greedy. They see that green on the outside, and that's the only thing they think about. Sometimes you take that 4-yard gain rather than bubbling it out, taking a chance on the loss.
Cardinals, third and 1 from just outside the 20-yard line of Eau Claire Memorial, trailing by a point, 8-7. Give right up the middle, Devin Bush, and Bush for a first down. Into the Johnson Roloff red zone. Again, the Card's second trip into the Johnson Roloff red zone here tonight. Johnson Roloff is your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRoloffService.com. First and 10 from the 17 officially. Double wing, double tight, ball spotted right in the middle of the field. 5.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Ducking, throwing down the middle, overshooting his intended receiver. Looking for LeMay again was Von Hayden.
Second and 10.
We'll bring up a second and 10 for the Cards.
Xander Neal coming back into the game, so it's good to see he's not banged up too bad on that last play. Cardinals taking a shot, knowing that they definitely are in four-down territory here.
So, second and 10. Give off the right side on the counter. That's LeMay. LeMay twisting inside the 5, diving into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Lightning strike.
strikes for Chi High. Jackson LeMay to pay dirt from 17 yards out.
Well, you got Jackson LeMay. I guess you don't need to worry about having four downs. Beautiful play. His fourth carry of the night. That one goes for 17 and a touchdown. And again, you know, you look at that drive, well spread out between the fullback, the two running backs. You love to see that out of Chi High. Like I said, they're on all cylinders. It looks like they are going to, I can't tell with that personnel, but it looks like they're going to go for it because it looks like they have all their number one offensive guys out there. And that's a smart play. They're down eight right now, or excuse me, they're up six.
They're leading 13-8 with 5:18 left. So trying to go up seven by going for two. Von Hayden under center, the senior. Two offset backs on the right side. Give it off the right side to Jackson LeMay, and he is hit in the backfield and spun down. Chi High leads by five with 5:18 left. Five-point game here in Chippewa Falls.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed three shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got two shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Also accompanying the Cardinals TV live stream on YouTube, CFHS Media. Chi High leads by 5, 13-8. Paschenbauer drives the right leg into this one all the way back to the 3-yard line straight ahead between the hashes. 10, 15, cutting across the field and no return. This time past the 20-yard line as the special teams up to the task. And after Eau Claire Memorial gets their opening touchdown and a 90-plus yard kick return, they'll have to drive the length of the field to try to regain the lead here, Dave.
Quick shout-out to our old coach, Nick Bull. He had his player, was the player of the week in Wisconsin, jolly good player of the week. 27 carries for 429 yards rushing. That's 14th wow. all-time in the state of Wisconsin for a game. Six touchdowns, and he also had two interceptions on defense. So congratulations to Coach Bull for coaching that kid up.
Eau Claire Memorial, first and 10. Left side, pass complete. Behind the line of scrimmage to the 20 and then hit right at the 23, maybe the 24. Nowhere to go there. Four, I'm seeing who gets up off the bottom of that pile, Julius Clark. He's a 6-foot, 166-pound junior. Again, part of that tandem of wide receivers, very talented tandem of receivers.
Quarterback 2 for 2 on the night, but only 6 yards. So the Cardinals will, like I said, they'll give him that all night long. Cardinals rushing 4, it looks like. Let's see if they send anyone as they're a little more spread formation for Memorial.
Two receivers right. Delayed give right up the middle. I believe that's Shamar Simmons, and he just runs into a wall of red at the line of scrimmage at the 23 and goes no further.
Another no-gain play so far. They've rushed for -1, 0, and 0. And they're doing that, you know, obviously expecting in the pass a little bit more, but we're able to stop the run with just the four linemen up front. So they can keep doing that. They got a chance to stop the pass with some help in the backfield.
Again, the Cardinals kind of picking up where they left off. Last week, their best offensive game with 339 yards. Flip left side. Weigel has the catch across the 30-yard line. Should be good enough for a Memorial first down.
That was a good completion for Eau Claire Memorial. I think Chi High had three stand up. They sent a backer rushing 4. He came in right away, but the quarterback did a great job of getting rid of the ball right away. Ball's out now at the 34 yard line for a first down. Give him an 11 yard gain on that one.
Again, kind of a lengthy first quarter here. 3:46 still to go, and
Quarter number one, Chi High leading 13-8 from the shotgun. Holmberg, again a delayed give. Shamar Simmons. Simmons dancing his way across the 35-yard line. Spins up close to the 39. We'll see if the knee went down just before that, but a gain of close to five on first and 10.
A little more than Chi High likes to give up, but if that's going to be the big gain for them, we can definitely take that. It was a gain of five.
We'll make the smart choice. Flat rate MRIs from Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire are typically $650. That's 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals. Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire accepts most insurances as well. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. That's MYSSMI.com. From the shotgun, Holmberg. Holmberg looking right, throws right, dumps it off, and his receiver dumps it on the ground. Incomplete pass. Just went through the running back's hands. He was looking for Shamar Simmons over there.
Yeah, he definitely put it on him. That's one you can't blame the quarterback for. Other than that, he's 3 for 4 on the night. But, again, you know, Chai's holding him. They haven't really attempted a deep ball yet.
So the clock stops at 3:01. Our score, Chi High 13, Eau Claire Memorial 8. This is a 3rd and 5 for the Old Apes from their own, rather, 39-yard line. Three receivers right, single receiver left. Ball closest to the near hash from the shotgun, Riley Holmberg, the senior. Back to pass, clean pocket. Now he's flushed out. Going to roll. Holmberg still steps, and he throws a pick and racing down the sidelines. 20, 15, 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Trying to get a number on who that was. Is that 9 or 10?
If that's Jack Zwiebelhofer, that is his 3rd pick 6 of the season.
It's either number 8 or 9. I can't see with those uniforms. But we'll get it pretty soon. That's number 9.
Jack Zwiebelhofer. I was talking with Alan before the game. I said, how sweet would it be if the senior got his 3rd pick 6 of the season? And lo and behold, Mr. Zwiefelhofer comes through in his final home game at Duray.
Well, my prediction was that the Cardinals were going to score 21 points tonight, and one of them was going to be on a pick six. So far, that's a pretty good start.
They're at 19 right now, and Zwiefelhofer again just laser-guided missile to the football, and then no one was going to catch him down the sideline.
So it's a horse apiece what you want to do now going for 2 or 1. Numbers probably don't matter too much this stage in the game. But I would say these two teams are very offensive-minded teams, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see a lot of going for 2 tonight just for that reason.
So right now, again, it stands 19-8. And Chi High will be going for 2, leading by 11. To guess the yardage on that pick six from Zwiefelhofer. Again, the line of scrimmage.
34-yard line. I think he threw it right about to the 50, almost straight in front of us. So I would give him a 50-yard return for that.
All right. Well, that's what we will call it on the official, unofficial at Wogo Sports Twitter. So 19-8, Chi High going for 2. 2 receivers left, single receiver right in motion, right to left. Delayed give. Now it's going to be a receiver pass, and that is almost picked off in the end zone. They had Jalen Smith trying a little trickery there. Didn't work for Chi High, but everything else is they lead 19-8 back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Chi High giving up a special teams touchdown, but they've scored twice offensively, once defensively. And Zwiefelhofer will pop this kick up short, takes a bounce at the 20, picked up at the 15-yard line, straight ahead in the middle of the field and upended at the 25. Chi High special teams up to the task again.
So in that game last week that I mentioned that you had the player of the week there, they scored 78 points, and they were nine, talking about two-point conversions, they were 9 for 10 from two-point conversions.
Man.
I don't know how you beat that.
What a run there for Oconto Falls.
589 yards of total offense, all of it rushing.
They know what they do well.
So we're at the 25-yard line to start. They're going a little more spread formation now. Let's see if they start airing it out like they're known for.
Holmberg, two receivers left, single receiver right. That man in motion right to left. Holmberg from the gun takes a shoulder-high snap, flares it out left side, got a man at the 22-yard line, 25, hit shy of the 30, and rolled up and rolled under. I think that might have, well, we'll see. Was on the other end of that. It looked to be a new receiver. Aaron Gundlach.
Give him a gain of 5. The passing game looks like just kind of a, what you call an extension of the run game. Just get it out there, quick, easy passes, and let them run it from there. Probably a good move against this Chi High defense. The interior has been extremely stout this year.
Again, two receivers right, single receiver to the left, and a new quarterback in for Memorial. And I was going to say, I thought Holmberg threw that one left-handed. Well, it was a left-handed throw, and that's because Gundlach, and I'll excuse myself, was actually the one in at quarterback now. So Holmberg, the senior Big Rivers Conference leader in passing yards, is not out there at quarterback right now for Eau Claire Memorial.
You know, I was going to say it looked like he kind of short-armed it or half-armed it a little bit. It didn't look like that great a form, but if you're telling me it's someone coming in, it might even be a backup running back. I don't even know if they're...
Gundlach's listed as a quarterback, but just a sophomore. First and 10 from the 36. He'll fling it out left side, and a big hit there, and sticking and stopping the receiver right in his tracks on that far side. Not sure if that was Zwiefelhofer again, but
once again a completion, but I don't know who's happier with that. It's a loss of 2 on the play.
Grant Locken had the catch that time, the 5'8 junior, and that was Zwiefelhofer on the stop.
But he's throwing that probably forward about maybe 1 yard, so they're taking some chances with that, at some point that could be a lateral that's dropped.
Just over a minute remaining again, still in quarter number one, Chi High leading 19-8, Memorial second and 12 from their own 34-yard line. So Gundlach, the backup quarterback, jet sweep action along the left side, dancing across the 35, outside the number to the 40, 45, 50-yard line, and that is... Number four, Jake Weigel, with a flag trailing the play.
Yeah, but I didn't see any offensive player there. So if it's a hold, it is a face mask, I think, maybe on Chi High.
Well, the
Memorial's running back, so.
Block in the back against Memorial. And
we'll take it.
Again, maybe unnecessary there, as it seemed like Weigel.
Yeah, he was by himself.
Loose by himself, as you mentioned.
The defense took a chance. They sent an extra guy blitzing to the left. If they would have ran to their right, anything, they would have been crushed. But they picked the right side and were running away from most of our players. So they just caught us on that one. Luckily, we got a break on an unneeded block in the back, and they're going to sit at second and probably 7, it looks like, at the 39.
Now at the 39 of Chi High, 33 seconds and counting in the quarter. Twin receivers near side on the left, single wide high on the right. Gundlach will flip it out right side, and the ball's loose in the backfield. Chi High diving for it. They can't quite get to it. Quickly to the ball was number 7, Grant Locken. We've called his name a couple times here, and that time Locken just quick enough to the ball to prevent disaster for Eau Claire Memorial, already down 2 scores. That should take us to the end of the first quarter, and after one complete,
Chi High in their home finale here in Chippewa Falls leads Eau Claire Memorial 19-8. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror. Mirror.com.
Chi High football on WOGO Sports beginning quarter number two. 27 combined points in the first quarter. Snap almost goes over Gunlock's head. Now the lefty dashes it out left side. Has a man at the 37-yard line. Stopped there, and then a flock of Cardinals stops the progress and drives him back. And it will be punting time for Eau Claire Memorial.
Who knows what would have happened without that bad snap, because even with it, we didn't really get any pressure on the quarterback, had time to throw it out, but he knew that after the bad snap kind of went over his head, he had to get rid of it. Had some receivers that had time to get down deep.
So again, we are not sure yet why Riley Holmberg, the 6'2 senior, isn't out there. If we hear anything, we'll pass it on. Hopefully he's well. Another high snap on the long snap. Chi High not quite able to get to the punt. It's a knuckleball inside the 30-yard line, taking a nice memorial hop all the way inside the 20. Trickles down close to the 17, where six Huskies put a stop to it. And now we have a flag from the far side of the field. And I'm not sure. It seemed to be in the area of maybe someone saying something that the officials took umbrage with.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be after the punt. Memorial's not getting the ball back on this one. But field position could wind up being either 15 yards better or 10 yards worse, as the ball, I think, was sitting on the, I had wrote down the 17-yard line. So,
well, the official's still conferring, and now we'll see if we get the call here.
Unnecessary roughness on both teams. Penalty offset. We'll take the result of the
All right, so if you could hit pick that up on our crowd mic, unnecessary roughness offsetting on both teams. We'll make the smart choice. Flat rate MRIs from SmartScan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire are typically $650. That's 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals. SmartScan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire accepts most insurances as well. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. That's MYSSMI.com for SmartScan Medical Imaging. Cards will start first and 10. Give off right guard and piling into the line and moving the pack forward for about 4 yards up to the 21.
Xander Neal again, but give a lot of credit to the offensive lineman there as he ran into a pile and they just pushed the entire pile forward. Actually, that was Bush.
Devin Bush.
Sherry.
Second and six for Chi High, right back up to the line in the double wing. Back to pass, Von Hayden, the senior, looking left, throws left, and spinning his receiver around, not able to make the catch. He was looking for Bush up at the 25. Chi High's moved the ball well, but now they'll face their first third and long, I believe, here of the night. Third and six from their own 21.
Well, if that's the way the play was designed, that's a tough position to put your quarterback. He was rolling to the left hard and then asked to throw the ball even further to the left. I'm not even sure that... I know I couldn't do it.
So third and six with 10:27 to play in the half. Chi High leading Memorial 19-8 here in Chippewa Falls. They'll stack three receivers on the left side, single receiver on the right. Von Hayden rolling out to his left again. The senior goes left side. He's got Jalen Smith, and Smith upended and loses the football. big collision there, and that hit from number 26. Well, there's another.
Check that. It's 25. It's the guy.
Bryce Hedke.
Yeah, it was a great hit by him.
6'2", 170-pound junior, and Hedke, a big hit, will force the first punt of the night from Owen King and Chi High.
Knocked the ball loose. Von Hayden, 1-for-4 on the night, but the one that he has is a 16-yard touchdown to Xander Neal.
Julius Clark waiting for this one. And a little bit of a line drive knuckleball punt, and picking it up very adeptly is Clark. Clark spinning across the 50-yard line into Chi High territory, smacked right at the 45.
That's a great play by that Memorial returner. We saw the last time that we were here, the knuckleball getting by that second bounce, and then the guy can't pick it up. He can't do it if he doesn't pick it up on that first bounce, and it's gone.
Honestly, it makes me think of a shortstop, the way he fielded that, just taking a ball on an awkward hop and still gunning it to first. So Julius Clark sets his team up in plus territory. Officially, the ball will be at the Chi High 47. And again, Memorial down 19-8 in a first quarter, a first half so far that really hasn't gone their way other than the 90-plus yard kick return for a touchdown and subsequent two-point conversion. They now have a chance to get right back in this one.
11 yards, the longest play from scrimmage so far.
Low snap, throwing out right side, Holmberg. So Holmberg back in there, and this pass is batted down.
Who is that? That's number, almost one, 35? Is it 35?
Trying to see for Chi High who that was who knocked it down.
See if I can get a look at his jersey. It's hard to read those black numbers from here on the uniforms, but he's the right side defensive end. It's 85, sorry.
85, so Colton Petzka.
Yeah, I thought it looked like him out
over
there.
The field, and again, just blowing up that attempted screen out in the left flat. So second and 10 from the Chi High 47. Holmberg back out there at quarterback. Holmberg faking the jet sweep, give off the right side. Shamar Simmons. Simmons slowed down, hit by one, then two Chi High defenders, and still he plunges forward for a gain of two. Shifty feet there by Shamar Simmons, the junior.
And that play was made by number 12 for Chi High originally, who had hands on him at about a two-yard loss. Turned him back, couldn't quite make the play on that. I got a name on that, but I have a hard time reading without the lights on here. 12 is Brett Krista, it looks like.
Brett Krista with a tackle.
So 9.5 minutes to go. Clock continuing to move here in the second quarter. Third and long, 3rd and 8 from Eau Claire Memorial.
They've been in this position quite a bit tonight. Long yardage, third down situations, allowing Chi High to blitz, and they do again.
Holmberg from the gun with a blitz coming, stands in the pocket, zips one over the middle, broken up, incomplete right at the stick.
And that's number 10 on that play. Great
Jackson Boland.
We've seen him do great things on both sides of the ball, and he can do a lot with the speed that some of these kids have.
So Boland out there breaks up the pass. Memorial will go for it here, 4th and 8 from the 45.
Not necessarily too surprising, although we haven't seen the Chi High offense really hurt them too much. They've got a couple of stops. Wouldn't be a... And they do punt it, but that's a terrible
punt.
A
little quick kick, and that is just straight up in the air. Will bounce laterally into...
The ball's going to sit at the 32-yard line, about 5 yards further than a first down would have been. But it was a good play, I think, to catch Chi High off guard. It's just the quick kick. You have to get kind of directional down the field since no one's back to catch it. So we're going to start at the 32-yard line. And again, let's see if the Cardinals can sustain a long drive this year.
So it'll be 1st and 10 with 68 yards to go for their third score of the night for Chi High. With 9:10 to go, Von Hayden keeping himself again, rolling out left. He's going to evade one tackler, then cut up field at the 30, 35-yard line. He's met by a couple Old Abe defenders, and he worked hard for a gain of 3.
Yeah, he did. That play was starting to look pretty ugly right away, thinking throw the ball away and take 0. And like you said, he eluded 2 men just to get to where he was, and then he got hit hard by a couple of Oak Creek Memorial players.
Rolling out left has been a familiar sight for Mason Von Hayden here tonight. Again, the senior coming off best game of his season, probably best game of his career with 4 touchdown passes last week.
Bolin in motion left to right. Delayed give right up the middle. That's Jackson LeMay. LeMay dances to the 36 and then is turned back by the Memorial Old Aves. That last first down for Chi High. Well, we'll tell you when we get there. Service Master Chippewa Falls first down is what we're hoping for here on a third and six. Well, do you want to get paid to watch your kids or grandkids play sports? Chippewa Yellow Bus Company has transported local athletes for 7 decades and is now hiring drivers. Chippewa Yellow Bus Company. Mason Von Hayden from the gun, two receivers right, single receiver left. Back to pass, clean pocket, straight up. Flares it out right side, that's LeMay. LeMay 40, 45, 50 down the sideline. LeMay dancing past two defenders inside the 40-yard line all the way down to the 45 of Memorial. Jackson LeMay takes the screen and makes it work.
Pass complete to number one, Jackson LeMay, tackled by 44 of Memorial.
Great completion. The ball goes from the 36 all the way to the 34. So it's an even 30 yards. 30 yards on that completion.
And the Cards, we've seen them pull off some chunk plays here tonight. Clock stopped at 7:38. Twin receivers left, single receiver to the right. Von Hayden again rolling out to his left. Tough pass and a great one-handed catch by Auger. Auger following his blocking inside the 25 to the 20-yard line. And that's another Chi High first down.
You know, we saw some of that last week, or at least I saw some of that while I was watching and listening to you. Auger's made some great one-handed grabs.
Goodness.
An exciting player out there.
We'll see if we can check in with Alan Dunham for the first time tonight shortly here. Alan has courageously been working through some equipment issues that I failed to anticipate. First and 10 from the 22, Chi High, leading 19-8. LeMay in motion left to right. Great fake, but Memorial not fooled. It looked like a great fake hiding it on his hip, Von Hayden, but instead three Old Aves defenders on the naked boot take Mason Von Hayden down behind the line of scrimmage. Jackson Bolin back into the huddle. Smith and Xander Neal will exit. Be a loss of four in the play, so second and 14. 6:36, clock still rolling. Hebert comes into the game for the Cards.
That's a true loss of four for Von Hayden there. Tried not to count his sack yardage against his running total, but that one right there was a designed run that just didn't go anywhere.
Trips to the right, single receiver left. Von Hayden, bootleg to his right, stands over the middle, throws, high catch. What a great snatch inside the 10-yard line and barreled down close to the 7. What a great catch. I've got to see who that
I
was.
Think that's Jackson LeMay. That's number one out there.
Jackson LeMay again. It just seems like the phenomenal becomes typical when you're talking about Jackson LeMay and the way he plays this game.
Give him a 20-yard catch on that one. We've had some big chunk yardage. This is that drive that we were talking about.
First and goal from the 7. Now firmly ensconced in the Johnson roll-off red zone. LeMay back to pass, flares it out, and he has Von Hayden to LeMay. And LeMay that time, they're trying to set up the receiver screen, and two defenders for Memorial pick him up and plant him on the ground. Now they'll helpfully get him back up and make sure he's all right. Cards again in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Loss of one on the play, second and 8. And now we have the officials stopping. I believe there's a Memorial player that might be a little shaken up here.
That was an interesting one because LeMay went up for that ball. So as he caught the ball, he was hit and just slammed to the ground. Great way to hang on to it, but like you said, I think he might have even lost 2 yards, a little over one there.
And Allen, again, LeMay showing in the last two plays his leaping ability.
Well, we know he's a really good athlete, and it's always good when we get the ball in his hands. Unfortunately, that time didn't have a lot of blocking help, and he was tackled immediately.
And Allen, I was going to ask you what it feels like down there, but you've been running back and forth to the Wogo car so many times that you're probably still really warm.
Feeling plenty warm right now.
Again, I appreciate Alan making up for my mistakes here tonight as far as getting the equipment ready. Second and goal from the 8-yard line for the Cards. Just over 5 minutes to go in the half, leading 19-8. Two receivers to the right. Bullen in motion left to right. Give to LeMay. LeMay dancing his way across the five-yard line. He'll stutter, stop, and start, and will not get further than the five. So third and goal after a gain of three. Jackson LeMay looking for his second touchdown of the night. Won't get it there.
Number one, Jackson LeMay,
about 5 minutes away.
So I've got to also give Alan Dunham credit for covering for me tonight, too. I spent a little bit of time at Carson Park tonight. That was fun.
Yeah, again, you thought the game was down at Carson?
Well, that's the problem with not knowing whether I'm even going to be able to go to these games, you know, without knowing where my son's going to be playing.
I'm just thankful that the Cards have been playing a lot more error-free football than the errors that we have had in our broadcast so far. And I take full ownership of mine. Twin receivers left and right for Von Hayden, the senior, back to pass, dancing out to his left, still looking. Now he's going to keep it himself to the five, to the three. Big hit at the one-yard line. And Von Hayden denied the goal line, but now decision time for Coach Rakovich. I don't think there's any decision here. Fourth and goal from inside the one-yard line, leading 19-8.
Yeah,
Coach Rako saying, let's go.
Yeah, great place to leave him if you don't get it. I think that right there was... Was that ball on the 8 yard line? Was that a 7 yard gain or?
It was from the five.
From the five, so we'll give him a 4 yard gain for Von Hayden, his third carry.
Fourth and goal from the 1 yard line for Chi High. Von Hayden under center, double wing, double tight. Von Hayden keeps it himself, the senior, right up the middle to the end zone. Signal, yes, touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Offensive line and quarterback get all the credit for that. Pushed him forward the yard that they need, and Von Hayden just sneaks in right behind. Great play.
And Allen just makes you feel good after the senior took that big hit right at the goal line to see him finish the job on the next play.
Absolutely. That was a huge hit right at the goal line that kept him on third down from scoring. It is good to see him score on fourth.
Now Chi High will go for the PAT the traditional way, and low and hits the crossbar. And no good on the conversion. We're back in 60 seconds, but the Cardinals lead 25-8. We're back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Pillar Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you in their new location, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I.
At Pillar Bank, you will see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. Chris Perry running the Chi High live stream via C at FHS Media on YouTube. Dawson Halverson back at the Wogo home base in Halley. It's youth football night here. Also staff appreciation night. Tons of young men and young ladies out there because I believe it's youth cheer night as well, too, here.
Keeping an eye on a couple of other games going on. Eau Claire North is getting beat by New Richmond at Carson Park right now. Another game keeping an eye on is the Holman game, and I'll tell you later why that matters. But Holman right now is down 21-14 to La Crosse Logan.
Wow.
In a game that matters for Chi High.
So 3:29 to go in the half. Cardinals leading 25-8, and Fashingbauer kicking off right to left. The run up and the boot. He'll drive this end over end on the run at the 17-yard line, straight ahead. 25-30, and another big return for Weigel across midfield and all the way down to the Chi High 46. Trying to take it back to the house for the second time tonight, Jake Weigel. So the Cards.
Cardinals putting their defense in a difficult position again with a 46-yard field. To see Eau Claire Memorial spread it out a little bit more and start passing. I haven't really seen those deep passes.
Back to pass, flaring it out left side. Looks to be caught at the 42-yard line, far side of the field. Not sure who hauled that one in for Memorial.
Give him a 4-yard gain on that one.
Second and six from the 42. Ulrich throws right side behind his intended receiver and calling for the flag and getting one.
He calls for the flag and he gets it. That
Julius
flag,
Clark.
That flag came out well after the contact and well after the player asked for it. You talk about a delayed flag. Maybe it's a legit call, but I hate to see that when it happens well after the play.
So 3:13 to go. Chi-Hi leading 25-8, but now Memorial is going to march this one all the way down inside the 30-yard line. So they will have first and 10.
Ball's at the 27, and it kind of reminds you of the first drive that Chi-Hi had, a short field and a first down by a flag.
Back to pass. Holmberg firing over the middle, incomplete, went right through Weigel's arms. Thought he had him between the hashes there.
I think he did have him, but he also heard footsteps. I'm not sure who that was for Chi-Hi that was coming to lay the hit on him, but if he would have caught that, he knew he was going to get hit.
So second and 10 from the 27 of Chi-Hi. Eau Claire Memorial has not scored an offensive touchdown tonight. Did get a two-point conversion after a Weigel kick return touchdown. Shamar Simmons takes the carry, dancing off the left side inside the 25-yard line and burrows his way down close to the 23 as we are under 3 minutes to go in the first half. Cardinals leading 25-8.
Shamar Simmons on the carry.
And we haven't seen Simmons break loose yet. Talented runner. Leading rusher for Coach Rob Scott in Eau Claire Memorial.
36.
Two receivers to the left, singles, and in fact, two receivers to the right now as well. Holmberg back to pass, has a clean pocket, now flushed out to his left, and he'll dance left and throw incomplete just inside the 15-yard line.
Hey, Carson.
Fourth down.
The pressure there was huge. He had some men open. If he could have been given a little bit of time there, we might have been in a little bit of trouble there. That's, you know, a couple of times they've had some guys get open at about 10, 12 yards. Like we said, if we can put pressure on the quarterback, not give him a chance to get those guys open at that range, we got a chance.
So 2.5 minutes remaining in the second quarter. 25-8, Chi-Hi leads, but Memorial threatening. Again from the shotgun, Holmberg goes left side, got a man ducking out of bounds for a first down right at the 15-yard line, just inside it. On fourth and six, Memorial converts. Ferguson on the other end of that reception. Memorial will hustle back to the line. Holmberg from the gun, two receivers right, two to the left. Single back on his left hip. Delayed give, that's Shamar Simmons. Simmons along the left side of the line will plunge forward to the 10-yard line and get no further.
Offensive lineman got some pretty good push there for Eau Claire Memorial.
And coming up on the Hy-Vee halftime show, we'll have your Great Clips, Great Plays of the Half. Just over 90 seconds remaining, and Memorial trying to do some damage here before the break.
Ideally for them, they'd like to take this clock all the way down, too.
Twin receivers left and right. Slot receiver motion left to right. Pumping, now throwing into the end zone. Broken up, incomplete. It looked like the Memorial receiver may have gotten his hands on and brought it down, but Chi-Hi doing a good job bracketing him and forcing him out of bounds.
Quarterback is 8 for 13 on the night. Longest pass has been 11 yards. This ball sits at the 11-yard line right now.
1:18 is where the clock sits. 3rd and 7 from the 11-yard line. Three receivers right, single receiver left. for Riley Holmberg, the senior. Holmberg, bootleg, rolling out to his right, throws right, high catch, and jarring it loose at the 10-yard line. Oh, what a big hit by Jack Zwiefelhoff.
And Eau Claire Memorial is lucky that they called that an incomplete pass. That was a huge hit that jarred it loose. If he would have held on to that ball just a second more, that would have been a fumble. And I don't know who that was, but he recovered it right at the sideline. It would have been Chi High's ball.
So 1 minute, 12 seconds, and another fourth and long for Eau Claire Memorial. This time a fourth and seven from the Chi High 11-yard line. Again, Cards lead 25-8 here in their home finale at DeRay. Four wide, split evenly left and right for Riley Holmberg, the senior signal caller. Takes away high snap, immediate heavy pressure. He's rolling out to his left, still looking, going to sidearm it at the five-yard line, and it is incomplete. Turnover on downs, Chi High's defense holds.
So now it'll be interesting to see what Chi High does here. They've got the offensive firepower to try some stuff here. Really don't need to, the way their running game's been going. If you're Eau Claire Memorial and you let up on that run just a little bit, Chi High, they could score here even running the ball.
So a minute five left, and I believe full complement of timeouts for Coach Rakovich. Or two left.
I'd like to see him run the crisscross right here like they mean it.
Two receivers to the left, single receiver to the right. So operating from the shotgun, Mason Von Hayden with LeMay on his left hip. From their own 11-yard line after the turnover on downs, flip it out. That's Bolin. Bolin turning the corner at the 15 to the 20-yard line. Big collision right in front of the Chi High sideline as Jackson Bolin pops right back up, and he's running with some intensity here in the first half as well.
And I'm going to give credit on that play to number 29. That's
Jalen Smith.
Yeah, that was just a great block to get the edge on that play to give that to Bolin as Bolin takes it from the gain of 15, it looks like.
So twin receivers right and left. Preston Auger on the left side of Mason Von Hayden. 58.2 to play in the half. Cards leading 25-8. Looking for more. Flip out left side. That's Hebert. Hebert ducking out of bounds at the 30-yard line. That last Cardinal first down brought to you by Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Gain of 4 second and six. 4 seconds tick off.
Go Red!
Cards from their own 30-yard line. Two receivers right, single receiver. In fact, two receivers left as well. Ball in the near hash from the gun. Shoulder high snap. Von Hayden flares it out right side. Reversing field, cutting outside the numbers is LeMay. And LeMay, big collision across the 40-yard line.
That's number 10. That's Bolin.
Excuse me, Bolin.
Takes it from the 30 to the 42. Gets out of bounds on a 12-yard play. And again, just flat-out speed makes that play.
That's another first down. And again, Bolin. But the clock's still rolling, actually. So four wide again. Von Hayden gets a man across this field.
That's
I think that was Bolin again.
Again.
And Bolin wisely just ducks out of bounds to stop the clock with 34 seconds left.
Still gets 3 yards out of that. Jackson Bolin now has 2 catches for 15 yards, as well as a great play on defense.
So Hebert will split out to the right side, trips to the left. Second and seven from their own 35. For Von Hayden, they're going to flare it out on a screen. Jackson LeMay. LeMay tries to make one man miss. He does, then stumbles across the 35-yard line. Timeout taken by Coach Rakovich.
We have a flag on the play, too.
And a flag as well. Let's wait for that.
It's way on the other side of the field. Wonder what... It would be Jackson LeMay for a 1 yard completion.
Clock is stopped temporarily at 28.4.
Either way, Chi High did call a timeout, so the clock will stop. But we'll see what we're discussing.
So the referee conferring with the side judge, it would appear. That was from the Memorial side of the field. Illegal shift on Chi High. So we're going to take a quick 30-second break for the Chi High timeout and be back after this on WOGO.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM. WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Chi High with 28.4 seconds remaining in the half, leading 25-8. Three receivers right, single receiver left, second and 12 from their own 40. And just half a minute left. Von Hayden takes a shoulder high snap. Immediate heavy pressure. Von Hayden evades one defender and not the second and third as he's hit and dropped at the 32-yard line. Coach Rakovich takes a timeout. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
That's Stelter Incorporated, and that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves, because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Up shortly, the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We'll have some of the great clips, great plays of the half as well. Chi High hoping for one more great clips, great play here. They're backed up, third and 19 from their own 33. They lead 25-8, but only 22 ticks of the clock remaining here in quarter number two. With four wide, three right, one to the left. Back to passes, Von Hayden. He's going to go deep down the left sideline, and a diving interception at the 42-yard line. That ball hung up there and picked off by number seven for Eau Claire Memorial, Grant Locken. And so the Old Abes will have 16.7 seconds left to see if they can get a quick firework or two before the end of the half.
A little bit surprised that we called a timeout there on third down, just because with 22 seconds left, we definitely don't want to put ourselves in a position where we have to punt down there at the 23-yard line. That interception actually isn't that bad. Winds up being almost like a punt situation, a safe punt for us. I don't expect Eau Claire Memorial to be able to do too much from there, and if they get too aggressive, it might wind up biting them.
And Jack Zwiefelhofer, who's on the near side, right in front of us here, already has that 50-yard interception return for a touchdown. He'll be matched up probably with Weigel here as the lone Memorial touchdown. Memorial with four wide, three left, single receiver right. They have their backup quarterback in again. A flag on the play. A man at the 45, 50-yard line ducking out of bounds, but just tackling a Chi High defender.
Yeah, and that is Petska. Petska did a great job of getting in there. Now he's getting slow to get up. He is bouncing up.
And now he bounces back up. He doesn't want to come out of this game. But yeah, for Eau Claire Memorial, that infraction will be called on their offensive lineman number 66, Brennan Pachowiak, the junior, and Petska just got the better of him on that play.
So I just got a shout-out from J.D. Check, who's currently a Southern Illinois Saluki, but yes, watching and listening. He says that on that last play, it was indeed, in his opinion, a catch. Knocked out a fumble, and we did recover it on the sideline. So
really?
Again, it's a judgment call by the ref, but according to J.D., it looked like a clean catch and a fumble.
There's no benefit of review at this level, but that would have been interesting. We don't have Mike Pereira to call either. 8.9 seconds left. And Eau Claire Memorial will see what they opt to do here on first and 20 from their own 32-yard line.
after the holding penalty.
Halftime festivities are getting ready to go. A little frustrated that this half hasn't come to an end yet. A lot of time has taken in these last 22 seconds of game time.
There's a lot of parents of youngsters who might be planning to take them home after halftime. Hopefully they'll stay for the whole game, but it is a chilly one out there tonight when you're wearing short sleeves. You're right up the middle. Safe play for Memorial, and they'll get back to the original line of scrimmage almost, and that, well, it will not end the half as Coach Rob Scott will call a timeout with 2.1 seconds left. So we'll take another quick 30-second break and be back with the conclusion of the first half here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you on WOGO Radio and Cardinal TV. Again, subscribe to CFHS Media on YouTube for more. Eau Claire Memorial with 2 seconds left.
This is what I would call a little extra aggressive. Not sure what they plan to do with 2 seconds left in the first half, where a lot more could go wrong than could go right.
Gunlock still at quarterback, and he's going to heave it right up in the air and almost a catch out of bounds. With good coverage provided on the play from Chi High by Wesley Tanzer, and that'll take us to the half. At the break, Chi High leads 25-8. Coming up next, the Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. The great clips, great plays of the half, the Dave Check check of the stats, analysis, and more. That's all coming up in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wurzgalla, they're always here to help.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. We have a misting rain out there on the field as the marching Cardinals taking Duray for the final time in the football season. We've got a great crowd on hand for Youth Football Night, Staff Appreciation Night. Say hello to my family out there somewhere. Lindsay and Lily and Cooper and Nora and baby Teddy. Hopefully bundled up well on this kind of chilly night.
Yeah, the rain was just kind enough to start as soon as the young girls were out there, and now the band's out there. The football team so far avoided it for the entire half, but it's coming down now.
So Chi High leads 25-8. The scoring went like this in the first half. Started off with Chi High forcing a three and out as Memorial kind of just went backwards on their first possession. Chi High phenomenal starting field position. It ended with a Mason Von Hayden 16-yard TD toss to Xander Neal with 8:09 in the first quarter. Then on the very next play, not from scrimmage but on the kickoff, Weigel for Eau Claire Memorial took it 90-plus yards to the house. A fake on the PAT, two-point conversion run is good, and that's Memorial's only lead of the night, 8-7. Chi High struck right back with a Jackson LeMay 17-yard touchdown run with 5:18 remaining in the first quarter. Again, a lot went on in that first quarter with 2:50 left to go in quarter number one. Jack Zwiefelhofer, a 50-yard pick six. That is his third interception return for a touchdown of this 2023 campaign. So Zwiefelhofer certainly making a play for our WOGO Radioactive Award. And again, that made it 19-8 Chi High after just the first quarter. Only one score for either team in the second quarter. That was Mason Von Hayden with 3:29 remaining in the half, a 1-yard TD plunge on fourth and goal. And that is our halftime score, 25-8.
Well, when you consider that Chi High so far has been clicking on almost all cylinders, special teams obviously could do a little bit better, gave up the only points, but offensively Chi High doing relatively well, strung a couple of nice drives together. Defense, the pick six helps. Defense, it helps that you're not giving up any points. Your special teams is, though. So Chi High playing a pretty solid game so far tonight. I think, you know, they definitely have a little bit more speed than Eau Claire Memorial does. Eau Claire Memorial comes in here with some size. I'm not sure that they use the size to their advantage as much as they probably could. More of a passing team, but anyway, when you're ready for the stats, you just let me know.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back right after this with the Dave Check of the stats here at the half. This is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue. Eau Claire, find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Back in three here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
And the pitch out to Step on the near side. He's going to cruise all the way into the end zone and score.
Screen left side. That's Bolin. Bolin picking his way between a couple defenders. Keeps his feet. Bolin is loose. 45-40. He's going to go the distance. Jackson Bolin to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Hi, this is Holly Bobie of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. I love seeing my son run out onto Doray beneath those Friday night lights. And it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovey.com.
Well, welcome back to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We'll have those great clips, great plays of the half coming up. But first, the check of the stats brought to you by Check Law Office. Dave Check, attorney, and the man himself has our statistical tabulations here. What jumps out to you from the first half, Dave?
Well, again, you know, the defense, I think, just did an outstanding job. So I'll start with the Eau Claire Memorial stats. And you know, obviously no touchdowns scored on offense. But the quarterback was 8 for 16. Mostly short yardage plays. He did have one interception, no touchdowns. His eight completions only went for 35 yards. Rushing, they rushed 10 times for a total of 35 yards for a 3.5 average. So, you know, that's not enough to sustain drives if you're deep in your own field. Sometimes that gets it done if you start from the 40. Chai did give them a couple of short fields with the special teams. That's probably been the one sore point tonight and probably for a good portion of this year is some of the special teams play. Mason Von Hayden so far is 9 for 12 on the night. He's got a big 16-yard touchdown to start out on the very first drive. He's also got one interception, total of 96 yards on those 12 attempts or on those 9 completions, so a little over 10 yards on his completion average. Rushing the ball, you've got Von Hayden with 4 rushes for a total of 4 yards. LeMay has 6 rushes for 36 yards. LeMay does have a touchdown, as does Von Hayden. LeMay's was a 17-yard run, and Von Hayden's was a little 1-yard quarterback sneak. Xander Neal is leading the Cardinals with 3 carries for 40 yards. Owen Devin Bush, three carries for 16 yards. Jackson Bolin, one carry for 15 yards. Coming in on the receiving end for the Cardinals, LeMay has four catches for 49 yards leading. Xander Neal has one catch for 16 yards, and that was a touchdown. Jackson Bolin, two completions. I got 15 yards for him. Alger had one completion for 12 yards, and Hebert had one completion for 4 yards. So that rounds it out for the Cardinals. Cardinals rushing game as a team, 17 rushes, 111 yards, 6.5 average.
And again, you're not going to complain about that average or that tally for our first half, as we'll give you some of the sounds of the marching Cardinals here. But 6.5 yards per carry, and this really seems to be building off what they did last week at River Falls, where, again, the offense was very effective, particularly through the air against the Wildcats.
Well, I think they've got a nice mix. You know, I've always said, if they mix it up between the fullback and the two running backs and you get great blocks out of each running back, they complement each other. And if you got that good mix, it's just really hard to stop. And now you add into that the pass every once in a while, and they're not afraid to pass on first down. So, you know, you got teams that that can't put 11 in the box like they might have in the past. They've got the offensive weapons. So, you know, this wasn't a team coming in that we thought was going to push a whole lot of people around, and we're going to have a hard time, obviously, you know, even if we do make the playoffs, playing against somebody like Kimberly that just, you know, is stacked with guys that are twice our size. But, you know, we've got flash, and we've got the ability at times to make something exciting happen, and we're starting to see a little more consistency out of them. Saw it last week. Let's see if they can keep this up the whole game and give them credit for some consistency here.
Well, we'll send it back to break and be back with the conclusion of the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, again brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Don't go away. We'll have the Great Clips Great Plays of the Half brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Stepping out and back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Score big and get paid with Better Checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summers off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. We'll get your great clips, great plays of the half. We're seeing Menominee right now leading River Falls. That's in the third quarter, 26-7 there. Also Hudson leading Superior 28-0 in our game. Eau Claire Memorial behind your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 25-8. And again, thank you to River Falls Broadcasting here for the scroll. So we're getting some of these other scores. Again, the big one tonight is the New Richmond game. It's New Richmond and Eau Claire North. A lot of eyes on that one. And New Richmond leading Eau Claire North 13-0. So, again, that's in the third quarter. And certainly hoping, again, if you're a Chi High fan, Dave, I think for a North upset here. We'll get to the Great Clips Great Plays of the Half here, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. I will apologize, along with the many other things I've messed up on this broadcast. I didn't get the first couple touchdowns recorded on our highlights. They will be on the podcast, Lord willing, here tonight. But here was still the first Great Clips Great Play of the Half. It sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Third and five for the Old Abes from the from their own 39-yard line. Three receivers right, single receiver left. Ball closest to the near hash from the shotgun. Riley Holmberg, the senior. Back to pass, clean pocket. Now he's flushed out. Going to roll. Holmberg still steps, and he throws a pick and racing down the sidelines. 20, 15, 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Trying to get a number on who that was. Is that nine or a ten?
If that's Jack Swiebelhofer, that is his third pick six of the season.
It's either number eight or nine. I can't see with those uniforms. But we'll get it pretty soon. That's number nine.
Jack Swiebelhofer. I was talking with Alan before the game. I said, how sweet would it be if the senior got his third pick six of hiring drivers, Chippewa Yellow Bus Company. Mason Von Hayden from the gun, two receivers right, single receiver left. Back to pass, clean pocket, straight up. Flares it out right side, that's LeMay. LeMay 40, 45, 50 down the sideline. LeMay dancing past two defenders inside the 40-yard line all the way down to the 45 of Memorial. Eight. Twin receivers left, single receiver to the right. Von Hayden again rolling out to his left. Tough pass and a great one-handed catch by Auger. Auger following his blocking inside the 25 to the 20-yard line. And that's another Chi High first down.
You know, we saw some of that last week on his sack yardage against his running total. But that one right there was a designed run that just didn't go anywhere.
Trips to the right, single receiver left. Von Hayden bootleg to his right. Stands over the middle, throws. High catch. What a great snatch inside the 10-yard line and barreled down close to the 7. What a great catch. I've got to see who that
I
was.
Think that's Jackson LeMay. That's number one out there. Yard gain or?
It was from the 5.
From the 5. So we'll give him a 4-yard gain for Von Hayden, his third carry of the
fourth game. And goal from the 1-yard line for Chi High. Von Hayden under center. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden keeps it himself. The senior right up the middle to the end zone. Signal, yes, touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Offensive line and quarterback get all the credit for that. Pushed him forward the yard that they need, and Von Hayden just sneaks in right behind. Great play.
It's third and 7 from the 11-yard line. Three receivers right, single receiver left. For Riley Holmberg, the senior. Holmberg, bootleg, rolling out to his right. Throws right, high catch, and jarring it loose at the 10-yard line. Oh, what a big hit by Jack Swiebelhofer.
And Eau Claire Memorial is lucky that they called that an incomplete pass. That was a huge hit that jarred it loose.
Operating from the shotgun, Mason Von Hayden with LeMay on his left hip. From their own 11-yard line after the turnover on downs. Flip it out. That's Bolin. Bolin turning the corner at the 15 to the 20-yard line. Big collision right in front of the Chi High sideline as Jackson Bolin pops right back up, and he's running with some intensity here in the first half as well. And those were your Great Clips Great Plays of the Half, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details in clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. We finish up the Hy-Vee Halftime Show in just a few moments. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports as the second half begins. Chi-High leading Oakland Memorial here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls, 25-8. Back in 1 minute.
Pillar Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you in their new location, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I.
At Pillar Bank, you will see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Do it for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Remember, find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Don't forget to upgrade your Hy-Vee fuel saver to Hy-Vee Perks with exclusive savings every day and no limit. Just a few moments remaining before the third quarter, and Dave Check, right now for Chi-High, certainly need to just keep this rolling.
Yeah, exactly. They got the momentum. They got the crowd here. Didn't even really thin out too much. You said a lot of the parents here from are watching their young girls. They obviously had to get them home, and we still got a pretty good crowd here. Eau Claire Memorial's crowd a little bit down, as they should be with the score the way it is right now. We can't let them get back into it. Just play consistent, take a little time off the clock, and have some fun.
And thank you to the Chi-High Marching Cardinals for their performance. And again, Youth Football Night, Staff Appreciation tonight, and I believe Youth Cheer Night as well. So a lot of families out here braving the cold. We know it's going to get a lot colder. And I'm guessing, again, for this Chi-High team, for this Memorial team, both of them would love to be playing in much colder weather, because that would mean that their season continues beyond next Friday night.
Well, they better get used to it, because next week for the Cardinals, it's going to be Superior at Superior. If you think it's cold here, it's always an extra 15 degrees colder there.
That is definitely going to be quite the trip next Friday night. But looking forward to bringing that regular season finale to you. And I guess after that, we'll see how things shake out as far as Chi-High's possibilities at the postseason. McDonald, of course, is qualified. Congratulations to them on their second consecutive conference title. They'll try to win it outright next Friday night against Prairie Farm.
Still watching the Holman game. Holman's down 35-14. You're a Cardinal fan. You're rooting for Holman for, again, reasons I'll tell you later.
Line drive kick. Bolin picks it up at the 12-yard line. Will dance behind a blocker, hit at the 25-yard line, and turned back there. And go ahead, Dave.
So, you know, we'll have that talk, I think, after the game. Again, I don't want to jinx the Cardinals. None of it matters unless you beat Memorial and beat Superior. So don't say I jinxed them. Every conversation about playoffs is going to start and end with that. They don't get there without two wins, this win and next week.
11:53 to go in the third quarter. Chi-High will start out from the double wing. Mason Von Hayden, the senior Sigma call under center. Two wing backs and a fullback straight behind him as he operates from under center. Man in motion left to right. Von Hayden gives to his left wing back and spilled across the 30-yard line. I believe that was Xander Neal.
That was Xander Neal, number two. Give him almost 5 yards. We'll give him credit for five. It's probably 4.5.
Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. We'll tell you more about Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine shortly as Chi-High goes tempo right back to the line on 2nd and 5 after the 5-yard tote by Xander Neal. Double wing, double tight. Neal in motion. He'll get the call again left side. Neal turning in the corner. 35, 40-yard line. Gets a Chi High first down and spilled out of bounds at the Memorial sideline. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury or any injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Find them in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, CVOSM.com/WOGO. Chi High from the double wing. Give it to the fullback. That's Devin Bush, I do believe, right up the middle, plunging for maybe a couple yards from the 40 to the 42.
Yeah, it looked like he got hit and dropped right away, but again, must be getting some pretty good push by the offensive line because that hit and drop right away results in a two-yard gain.
Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Chi High from the double wing again, moving quickly. Back to pass, Von Hayden. Von Hayden going over the middle, tipped and almost intercepted.
It might be. Double tip.
Right into the arms of a Memorial defender.
No, he did not hang on to it. But again, that was actually a great thrown ball. Hit the receiver. Should have been caught. If it's an interception, that one's on the receiver. Great pass.
So Chi High will face a third and long now, third and eight from their own 42, 10-19 to go in the third quarter as we begin the second half here from DeRay Field. It looks like the rain has actually died down a bit now.
I can't believe it. The rain just rained on the girls and the band. The football team skirted out of all of the rain.
So minute 41 gone by in the third quarter. Three receivers right, single receiver left for Von Hayden with a man on his hip to the left side. Von Hayden stands tall in the pocket, now dancing out to his left side. Heavy pressure. They're grabbing at his jersey. He's going to tuck it and run, hit right at the line of scrimmage and turn back. In fact, the original line of scrimmage, loss of a couple. It's fourth and 10-plus for Chi High. They will punt for the second time tonight as the Memorial defense does its job.
Loss of a little more than two there. Still, you know, another chance at a sustained drive. I think they've only had, I want to say, two sustained drives that were over 50 yards.
So Owen King to punt, standing at his own 28-yard line. High catch on the snap, and he'll get off a high line drive boot. Picked up at the 25 to the 30, up to the 32, maybe 33-yard line. Ending the spot, Chi High special teams collaborating on that tackle. And Eau Claire Memorial down 25-8 will have decent starting field position to begin their first possession of the second half.
The 33-yard line seems to be the consensus by the refs as they unpile about six or seven players.
Well, if you want to get paid to watch your kids or grandkids play sports, Chippewa Valley Bus Company has transported local athletes for over 70 years, and they're now hiring drivers. Enjoy summers off and a flexible schedule, $300 sign-on bonus, and paid training. Call 726-2454 or stop by Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Two receivers flanking the quarterback in the shotgun. Again, we've seen a quarterback carousel for Eau Claire Memorial. We'll give off the left side and running into the clear and going the distance. Oh, my goodness. Showing off the speed once again.
We do
Jake
have a flag.
Weigel with a flag.
I don't think that's coming back, though. I bet it's a sideline infraction, so I wouldn't get your hopes up too high here.
It's at the 39-yard line, but the referee behind the play signaled touchdown. If it stands, which it appears it will, that is a 67-yard touchdown run.
He threw this flag at Weigel. He threw this flag at the Chi High sideline. There was nobody on the field anywhere near there. So I've been wrong on this before, but I want to say sideline infraction.
So we'll wait for the call here. But right now, as it stands, Chi High's 25-8 lead has been trimmed by six. Pending the PAT.
It's a 67-yard touchdown run, and that's going to definitely help their average.
And Weigel just has run away in high type of speed. Unsportsmanlike conduct is the call. We'll wait for the official to put on his mic, but I believe it's against Chi High. As you mentioned, could be a sideline infraction. And maybe, here we go. Well, it is against Chi High, unsportsmanlike conduct, but it appears that the mic isn't working. And it's not just us having issues tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been somebody coming out onto the field from the sideline. It could have been that they heard a swear from the sideline. But like I said, when that was thrown, the running back was already 20 yards past that. There was nobody from either team there. It was obviously a sideline call.
So Memorial will go for two again with Aaron Gundlach, the sophomore, in at quarterback. Two receivers right, single receiver left from the gun. Gundlach bobbles the snap. The lefty rolling out to his left. He's going to fling it sidearm back corner of the end zone, and we have a flag on the play. Chai High going to be called for interference, and Memorial's going to get a do-over here.
That's going to bring him a half a yard closer.
See if that changes what they decide to do. And again, that play a little off from the start. But Weigel...
They're bringing in different personnel. This would be odd unless this pass interference is on, well, it wouldn't be on Memorial. This is going to be odd if they kick it when it's now from the 2 yard line.
I thought maybe they were just going heavy and trying to.
Yeah, you're right. That's probably what they're bringing in the heavy personnel. They got 2 yards to go instead of four, or 1 yard to go instead of 2.5.
So 25-14 is where the score stands now. And again, this one getting a lot tighter. Full house backfield, direct snap, and trying to twist his way into the end zone.
And another
right
flag,
wing back,
though.
And another flag here, so let's wait and see.
If we could get lucky with a... It looks like it's a face mask call against Chi High.
So again, we wait. But the referee behind the play again signaled... And the two-point conversion's good, and Eau Claire Memorial is running off the field. So it sure seems like this one is against Chi High.
They might get that one on the kickoff.
Come on, Dave! Back up!
It is a face mask against Chi High. So the score, 25-16 with 9:17 to play, back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Well, two splash plays from senior running back Jake Weigel, the 5'10 speedster, has made it a two-score game again, 25-16, and now Memorial lining up for an onside kick because they'll be kicking from the Chi High 40. The run-up, little line drive that's fielded by the Cards, and that is one of the upbacks, I'm not sure whom, and now a flag flies after he is shoved into the bench. And we'll see if we can get a number now. That's number 30 for Chi High. And that is Simon Fish. And Fish shoved out of bounds.
Coach Berger laying down the law there as the Cardinals getting a little bit loud. And rightfully so. I think that the penalty is going to be on Eau Claire Memorial there for a late hit out of bounds.
So that'll add 15 yards. So again, Memorial, I like the call if you're Coach Rob Scott, saying, hey, we've got an opportunity here to kick from the Chi High 40. Why just boot it into the end zone? Let's try the onside kick. It really doesn't cost us anything at this point in the game. But Fish doing a good job with sure hands on kind of that line drive, about 6-7 foot high kick. And then the late hit out of bounds means Chi High will be knocking on the doorstep, or knocking on the door, rather, of midfield. Again, you can hear from our sideline, Mike, and we appreciate Alan Dunham. Man in that for us. Keep your focus. Flip right side. That's LeMay. LeMay hit the backfield trying to step out of a couple tacklers, and they will just whistle this one dead. as Jackson LeMay unable to evade the grasp of number 33, Zach Higdon, the junior.
May's first carry of the half goes for a loss of three. Got a high pitch to him. Didn't look like a very clean play to begin with, but I don't know that that would have went anywhere even with a perfect pitch.
So it'll be a loss of three back to the 45. Chi High, second and 13. They'll stay in the double wing, two tight ends. Neal in motion left to right. He'll get the call, trying to split it out right side. Turns the corner to the 45-yard line, lowers the pad level, gets back to the original line of scrimmage, but not any further than that. So third and long, Chippewa Falls, and now they will sub in. We see Hebert coming in, Jackson Boland, Jalen Smith. And again, we'll see the switch from double wing to spread. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, along with Chris Perry on Cardinal TV. Cards officially a third and 11 from their own 47, leading 25-16, trying to get some momentum back. Von Hayden throws right side, got a man on the 50-yard line, turning the corner. A big collision for LeMay near the stick. He's got it.
First now down, another Chippewa penalty. Falls. Great play, another penalty. It's going to be another sideline 15 yards.
Memorial just losing some composure, and I see one Memorial player being kind of walled back by three or four of his teammates as he still has some words for Chai High.
That's a 15-yard gain. Who was that that caught that one?
That was Jackson LeMay.
LeMay,
and LeMay again turning the corner. I mean, it looked like he was just tight-roping the sideline.
LeMay's had some big catches on the night, 30 yards, 20 yards, 15 yards here. There you get 15 yards of penalties.
And now 30 yards in penalties on this drive. As Memorial, again, pulled within not one score but two scores, but 25-16. It seemed like momentum going back the way of the old Abes. But now Chi High in a third and 11 get the 15-yard pickup to LeMay.
Penalties have played a huge part of this game, both on Cardinal's first drive, one of the Royals.
So Chi High, three receivers, two left, single receiver right from the shotgun, Von Hayden. Delayed give right of the middle, that's LeMay, and LeMay cannot escape the grasp of one of the Memorial defensive linemen. And now we have another flag, and this may be another dead ball penalty against Memorial as the officials trying to get control of this one, as there seems to be some extracurricular activity.
Loss of three, they don't need that, but Memorial just getting chippy out there, getting late hits out of bounds. They're not playing like a team that's still in this game, but they still are very much in this game.
So we'll wait here for the officials. See what indication we have. Again, a loss of three.
And
play from scrimmage, but it's another personal foul.
And both of these teams, this is essentially the game to get into playoffs for both of these teams. So Memorial just giving Chi High a chance to sustain a drive that was...
Again, not sure who that infraction was called on from Memorial, and we won't name any names anyway. It just seems that at this point... there's been some loss of composure by the old Abes at one of the most crucial junctures of this contest. And now Chi High at the 18-yard line, down inside the 15-yard line with a first and 10. Bolin motion left to right. They'll flip it to him on the jet sweep. Bolin turning the corner outside the numbers of the 10-yard line to the 5. Diving to the end zone. Is he in?
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Jackson Bolin from 18 yards out.
You know, I didn't see who the lead blocker was, but that's a perfect example out there. The running backs that score are the ones on the opposite side of the running back that lays down a great block. They got to be great teammates and score off each other. Bolin gets the touchdown there from 13 out, but beautiful blocking.
We didn't even get the chance to tell you that the Cards were in the Johnson Roll-Off red zone. Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. How about the finish on that run from Jackson Bolin? Cards will go for two. No, excuse me. It was not called a touchdown. Not called a touchdown. And now it is.
You know, the ref
right up the
there,
middle, Mason Von
the ref
Hayden.
Right on the pylons, put his hands up, which is why I said touchdown. They must have discussed that one.
But we don't want to give him the option.
So that was a quarterback sneak that winds up getting the touchdown. We'll officially give Boland just a 12-yard run.
So Von Hayden's second touchdown. So we apologize. We kind of missed the moment there for Mason Von Hayden. And I swear as well that the side judge signaled touchdown. The kick is no good for Chi High, but they still lead 31-16. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
All right, another penalty here, roughing the kicker, and so the PAT no good, but now Chi High will go for two, so we'll try to get you caught up at some point here with what's actually going on. Now it's spot at the 1 yard line. They'll go double wing. Von Hayden under center. Von Hayden will give it off the right side, plunging into the end zone. 2-point conversion good. That is Jackson LeMay, and it's 33-16 Chi High, and now we'll take another 60-second break as the Cards up 17, up three scores against Oakland Memorial. Back in a minute.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Score big and get paid with better checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Home finale for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. First score of the second half for Chi High. They lead 33-16 after the Mason Von Hayden touchdown run. He's run for two touchdowns, passed for another here tonight, the senior, in his final game here at Duray Field. Ethan Faschingbauer, another senior, a bouncing kick picked up with one hand on a nice snatch of the 17-yard line, 20, 25, and up to the 27, maybe the 28. That looked to be Tay Ferguson. He used all 6'3" of his frame, and, man, I'm guessing he can dunk a basketball pretty easily as well, as high as he went to grab that one with one hand. Just palmed it and brought it down as it was about to bounce well over his head. 7:04 to go in the third quarter, 33-16 Chippewa Falls. And Dave Check, again, we mentioned that all throughout that Chi High drive. Penalty yardage, loss of composure. I mean, that was just the theme of that drive. Not to take anything away from the Chi High offense, but Oakland Memorial really gifted the majority of that field position to Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, they definitely made it a very short field. Chi High did complete the pass on that 3rd and 11, and they did punch it in the end, but they were working with a field after penalties that was probably only 40 yards at most.
Ball will be spotted at the 29 for Memorial. Give off the right side. That's Shamar Simmons. Simmons will not evade the second wave of defenders as he crosses the 30 and up to the 31. And again, Aaron Gunluck, 5'10", 145-pound sophomore quarterback is back out there. So we saw Holmberg start the game. Gundlach come in. Holmberg came back out for a series or two. But it seems here in the second half that the sophomore has the keys to this offense for Coach Rob Scott. It's a gain of three for Simmons. Two receivers left, two receivers right for Gundlach. Second and seven from his own 32. Almost to the halfway point of the quarter. The lefty quarterback, sophomore, goes left side. It is intercepted. Pings that to Adrian McNamara. 15-10 to the end zone. Touchdown. The second pick six of the night for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals as A.J. McNamara takes it to the house.
These defensive backs have taken a bunch of them back. Coach Berger, a lot of credit. Two defensive touchdowns on the night. And the Chi-High Cardinals are firing up now. Not even a peep out of the Eau Claire Memorial crowd.
How about the 5'8", 124-pound senior? And he grabbed that, bobbled it just a bit, but at a full dead-on sprint, able to haul it back in and take it to the house.
Given probably a 35-yard run back, maybe a little bit more, but I'd say it was less than 40.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Chi-High now up 39-16. Looking for a PAT kick. That one splits the uprights, and it's 40-16 Chi-High. More points tonight than they have scored all season. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summers off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-High Football.
Football on WOGO Sports. The senior A.J. McNamara with the 35-yard interception return for a touchdown. Second pick six for Coach Berger's defense here tonight. And Dave Check, they're just jumping those routes.
They're jumping those routes, and they're jumping up here. You know, it almost looks like we just went to the fourth quarter here, the way they're jumping around on the sideline. They are excited. We got some defensive backs with some speed and some hands out there.
6:15 to go in the third quarter. Chi-High leads 40-16. Fashingbauer, the run up in the right-footed boot. It takes a hop, picked up at the 17-yard line. 13, rather, to the 20, to the 23, maybe the 24, and another flag flies. Again, we've had a lot of scoring in this third quarter, but a lot of laundry on the field as well, and we'll see as this one comes from the side judge on the near side. Typically, you think a hold or block in the back, but personal foul, face mask against Chi-High. So not what the Cards wanted. Good starting field position it will be for Eau Claire Memorial. But again, this was a 25-16 game, and it seemed like momentum had gone all the way over to the Eau Claire Memorial sideline, and now 15 straight points for Chi-High.
Well, all year long, they've been an explosive team, and you can see that that same thing carries over to the defense, making some exciting plays. Even with the loss of a Goodman, who was perhaps one of the most exciting players that we've ever seen.
Four pick sixes for the Chi-High defense this year. Give off the right side. Speaking of exciting, that is number four, Weigel, Jake Weigel, who's accounted for both Memorial touchdowns tonight, a 67-yard romp in the second half, a 90-plus yard kickoff return to open the scoring for Memorial. That was their lone lead of the night after Weigel took it to the house, and then a fake on the PAT, two-point conversion run good for Tay Ferguson, made it 8-7 after that. Chi-High's been pretty much in command of this one, but still a ways to go. Give off the left side. That's Weigland. He'll slip across the 43-yard line. May have gotten to the 44. Gain of just a couple, so third and mid coming up here for the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes. Again, both of these teams with two wins on the season, both 1-4, tied for sixth in the Big Rivers Conference.
You can bet the Chi-High defensive backs are teed up right now, looking for the hat trick of pick sixes.
They'll go four wide, third and five for Eau Claire Memorial. Twins left and right. Gunluck back to pass. The lefty, straight job. Now he's going to roll out to his left under heavy pressure. Still looking. He'll fling it up along the left sideline. High catch, but dropping the ball out of bounds was Weigel. Not sure if he would have got the toes tapped in, but a good athletic effort to even pull that one down.
I don't think they're even interested in thinking about punting this one here.
So fourth and five, 44-yard line, their side of the 50 for Eau Claire Memorial. 4:44 to go in the third quarter, 40-16 our score in favor of the home team, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Our thanks to our intrepid board operator back at the WOGO home base in Halley, Dawson Halverson. Chris Perry running the Chi-High live stream. You can hear WOGO audio on that. And Chi-High will call a timeout, so we'll take a 60-second break here on WOGO.
Pillar Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you in their new location, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I.
At Pillar Bank, you will see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Fourth and five for Eau Claire Memorial from their own 44-yard line, four wide. Gunluck, the quarterback, from the gun, back to pass, dancing in the pocket, goes left side, skips it in front of his intended receiver, turnover on downs, Chi-High, good coverage all around the intended receiver, Tay Ferguson. And the Cardinals with good starting field position in plus territory, they'll start at the 44.
And Ferguson was just blanketed by Boland on that play. If anybody would have had a play on it, it would have been Boland, but the ball was thrown about 15 yards short.
And again, Boland, we've seen him in that secondary quite a bit here tonight. And just getting the junior, again, one of your best athletes on the team, getting out in a position to make some plays against a Memorial offense that certainly has shown some potency and the ability to throw the ball. We haven't seen a lot of that here tonight, as their passing game has actually resulted in two scores for Chi-High and the only scores for Memorial on the ground and on a kickoff return. First and 10 from the 44 of the Old Abes. Give right up the middle. Spinning away from a couple tacklers, now backtracking a little bit and finally being taken down back near the original line of scrimmage. Jackson LeMay, that was a lot of dancing, diving, and dodging for LeMay for a net gain of zero, but as always, LeMay jitterbugging and making things exciting.
LeMay not being able to shake loose yet, 3 for -6 yards in the second half, after having 36 and a big 17-yard touchdown in the first half.
So second and 10, no gain on the play from the 44-yard line. Alger with LeMay in the backfield. Boland split out to the right. Back to pass, looking for Boland deep down the right sideline, and overshooting him is Von Hayden. Boland wanted the call there. There is tight coverage, not going to get one. Third and 10 from the 44 now. Chi-High has not been in a position of third and long a lot here tonight.
I would think the Cardinals would treat this as four down territory anyway, and they still do need to consider bringing the clock down. So look for either a nice short pass to make sure the clock keeps ticking, or I wouldn't doubt that they run the ball here the way they've been running it.
Third and 10 from the Memorial 44. Trips to the left. Back to pass, Von Hayden. He's rolling out to the left. Now he'll stand in the pocket. High pass, overshot. Looking, I think it might have been Jalen Smith. Well,
that was that safe short pass for about 5 yards. The only problem is, again, you got him rolling out to his left and then asking him to stop and throw that ball. That's not an easy throw to make.
So now Chi-High facing a 4th and 10 from the Memorial 44, and they are going to punt this one away with 3:48 remaining. Again, we're still in the third quarter.
And the punter with the ability to knuckleball this one, if he can get this towards the sideline, he could put this out inside the 5.
And so Clary actually going to punt it here.
And there's that knuckleball. He caught it, though.
Fielded at the 10-yard line, straight ahead between the hashes, 15 up to the 20, and a wall of red drives Julius Clark back. So we'll give the credit there on the punt to Colin Clary, the 6'1 sophomore.
So that's a good punt from where he's at there. He's just got to angle that to one sideline or the other because, I mean, he's got the ability with that knuckleball to cut it out right at the corner. Coffin corner is what you call that.
The ball will be spotted for Oakland Memorial at the 19-yard line. And they scored early in this third quarter. And then Chi-High 15 unanswered as, again, we'll see Jackson Boland sprinting out there to play safety here tonight. Gundlach at quarterback, back to pass, lofts it out left side, over the shoulder catch at the 20-yard line. That's Shamar Simmons, and Simmons evades the first wave of defenders, not the second, as he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe get a couple up to the 21, possibly the 22-yard line. Shamar Simmons.
First completion of this half to anybody wearing an Eau Claire Memorial jersey.
Simmons is going to split out again, this time slot to the left. 2nd and 7, so a gain of 3. 22-yard line, Gundlach, the sophomore, back to pass, and his receiver slipped. Getting a helping hand up is Tay Ferguson. Good sportsmanship from Petska. That one had no chance after Ferguson slipped, breaking out of his route. So 3rd and 7 for Eau Claire Memorial. 3:02 remaining in the third quarter. Chi-High leads 40-16. Here in their home finale from DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. Again, you can watch and listen via CFHS Media on YouTube. Podcast will be available late tonight at WOGO.com. 3rd and 7 for Gundlach, the sophomore. He's rolling out to his right. The lefty will twist and throw. He's got a man across the 30-yard line for a first down. Nice touch on that pass up to the 32, a gain of 10 on 3rd and 7. That was Julius Clark.
Well, and I just got done saying how difficult it was to do that. He's a lefty rolling to his right.
And to get the shoulders turned and make an accurate throw on the run like that is not a simple task. 1st and 10 from the 32, their side of the 50 for Eau Claire Memorial. 4 wide, split evenly left and right. Gundlach back to pass, takes a straight drop. He's now dancing out to his left, and he will fling it up straight in the air. It gets past the line of scrimmage over to the Chi-High sideline. I don't think there was any receiver in the area, and it seemed like he was going straight.
They're
going
to talk about that, but I think the ball got tipped. It looked like it got tipped.
Well, and nope, now they'll throw the flag. And actually, nice job in synchronized flag throwing by the side judge and the referee. It seemed at the same time they locked eyes and said, let's toss these babies, and they
kind
did.
Kind of funny as they come in and throw flags at each other.
But again, intentional grounding would seem to be the call here. Good coverage down the field, undoubtedly, as, again, Gundlach, the sophomore, just had nowhere to go with the football. He does get it beyond the line of scrimmage, so they'll continue to conference here. It certainly looked like he got it beyond the 32, but I don't think there was a receiver in the area, and now the call will come, intentional grounding. And so that will be a big loss on the play for Eau Claire Memorial. We'll see where this one is spotted, as though maybe that was what the conference was about, is where they're going to spot this one and bring Memorial back to. It was at the 32.
Is a loss of down.
And, of course, a loss of down, but where the ball will be spotted is the 27.
I don't understand that. Unless it's just a 5-yard penalty and loss of down, but even that doesn't.
Now Gundlach, the lefty, again rolling out from the shotgun. fires a dart down the sideline. Big collision, knocking the receiver out of bounds, shy of the 35. Julius Clark on the reception. A big hit over on that far sideline. Didn't catch who it was. But again, these seniors in the secondary for Chi High. Zwiefelhofer, McNamara, Carter Bovee, Jackson Boland out there tonight. Just done a phenomenal job. Third and 8 from their own 34 for Eau Claire Memorial. Trips to the left, single receiver right. Gunlock with the back to his left side. He's under immediate duress. Rolling out to his left, looking, firing down the middle, and he's got a man across the 45-yard line. Nice pitch and catch for a first down by the Old Abes. Well done by the sophomore quarterback, Gunlock. He put a little mustard on that one to move the sticks up to the 46-yard line. That's a gain of 12. And Ferguson pulled that one in. Again, a big target, 6'3 junior. He's coming back.
Got about three straight completions now.
Now going five wide, empty backfield for Gunlock. Three to the left, two to the right. Gunlock back to pass, straight drop. He's got a lot of time. Now he'll pump. Now step up and look. He'll rainbow deep down the left sideline. Got a man open, diving for the catch, out of bounds, incomplete. I'm not sure if Ferguson hauled that one in. I think he did, but was falling out of bounds at the time.
Yeah, he had the Chi High defender beat by about 2 or 3 yards, and that's a big target from what it looks like as well. So if that ball would have been thrown just a little bit more inbounds, he did catch it, just couldn't get a foot inbounds.
Again, we have not seen Riley Holmberg for the entire second half, and we certainly wish that young man well, was leading the Big Rivers in passing yards coming in. But Gunlock, the sophomore quarterback, has certainly seemed to settle in a little bit here. Now we have four wide and a back on his right hip. Second and 10 from the 46, their side of the 50. Gunlock will pump. Now he's hit and somehow escapes the sack, but not the second wave to pull him down behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of 2. We'll see who got that sack. I don't know if maybe it was Petska. That was Petska. And now a player coming off injured for Chi High. Number 50, Trevor Dombrowski. Hope he's all right. So he had to make his way to the bench. Third and 13 from their own 43 for Eau Claire Memorial. Last minute of the third quarter, 40-16, Chi High leads. Gunlock rolling out to his left. Going to have to turn the shoulders again. He'll fire a dart. Got a man at midfield. Buried very quickly right there. And it'll be fourth and about 6 after the spot here for Eau Claire Memorial. Clark, another reception. And again, you really see this Memorial team working the edges with their receivers. Clark and Ferguson, the primary targets. Pair of juniors. Trips to the left, single receiver right. Gunlock from the shotgun. The sophomore back to pass again. Pumps, now throws over the middle. Got a man wide open at the 30-yard line for a first down. Again, a nice pitch and catch. And Tay Ferguson uses that 6'3 frame to go up and get it. But an on-target throw, even as I mentioned, going to the edges, kind of nibbling at the edges. Chunk play down the middle. 6 seconds to go in the third quarter. Back to pass again. Rolling out to his left again is Gunlock. Gunlock skips it in front of Weigel as we end the third quarter. And that will send us to the final frame after 3 complete here in Chippewa Falls. The score, Chi High 40, Eau Claire Memorial 16. Back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Football. Final quarter of the final game at Duray Field for this 2023 season. 12 minutes to go. Chi High leading Eau Claire Memorial 40-16. Memorial with a bit of a threat here on this drive as they've moved the ball primarily through the air on this possession. And now they have a 2nd and 10 from the Chi High 28. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, WOGO Sports Crew. Shoulder high snap. Gunlock rolling out to his left. He dumps it off. Got a man in the flat. 20, 15 yard line, 10 yard line. Slipped out of bounds. Another Memorial first down right at the 10 yard line. Into the red zone go the old Abes. This may be their best drive of the night.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher fighting for what's right here.
That ball at the 7-yard line, it looks like, for another 20-yard gain. And this is the Eau Claire Memorial that we expected to see. Effective passing, maybe coming with a backup quarterback, but this is more like what we expected.
Four wide from the gun. First and goal from the 7. High snap, corralled, thrown left side, right at the goal line, twisted out of bounds. At about the 2-yard line, pulling him back. Trying to see if that was Ferguson on the catch there.
Catch made by number 2, Julius.
That was Julius Clark, rather. The 6-foot junior.
Ball sitting Fashion just outside the 2-yard line.
Talk about seniors out there in the secondary. Ethan Fashingbauer, who, again, I don't believe had played football at the varsity level before this year. Now they're just such a great athlete out there in the secondary. On 2nd and 3, the ball pops right up in the air and just rolling him backward. I think that was a direct snap or something, but it went very much awry in Chi High's defense.
I think that's number 22 that was able to get that. Again, very high snap. All he could do is just pull it down, and all of a sudden 22 was already on top of him.
William Sterin.
Great play there. That'll go for a loss of 3.
So 3rd and goal from the 5-yard line. Almost a minute into the fourth quarter, Chi High leading 40-16. Gunlock, another high snap. He'll roll out to his left on the short side of the field. Turns, throws into the end zone. Incomplete. This receiver could not stay in bounds on the sideline and haul that one in. So 4th and goal from the 5. Again, a big opportunity here for the Chi High defense to turn the old Abes over on downs. Got to hold strong for one more play here.
Defensive line is doing a great job getting in there. I thought there was some, there could have been some holding calls there, but they're doing a great job making it by their player. I think that's, they're either going to get to him or get a call here, I think.
Weigel split out to the right. 4th and goal from the 5. 4 wide, another high snap. Gunlach pulls it in. The sophomore is going to pop fly deep down the left side of the end zone, and he is incomplete, looking for Weigel, who could not make up enough ground. And the Chi High defense turns the old Abes over on downs once again. 1st and 10, the Cardinal offense will start from the 5.
Cardinals gave up about 7 straight completions there, but they held tight when they needed to on the last 3 and got a huge stop there.
Definition of bend yardage, but not break.
This could, if they could get, actually, this would be a good drive to prove that they can keep and sustain a drive, and they should be able to run off the entire clock if they do.
There's 10:48 remaining in the game. Chi High leads 40-16. It was 25-8 at the half. So the Cardinals with a 15-8 scoring advantage in the third quarter. No scores yet for either team as we're a minute 12 into the fourth. And again, we'll come back here. Flip on the right side. And taken down at the 2-yard line.
Something did not look right about that play at all. It almost looked like it was either snapped late or something was wrong with the timing there from the beginning. I don't know who was the running back on that one.
I am not sure.
came from the left side, so it's probably LeMay. Give LeMay another loss of four.
So this will be second and 13 from their own two for Chi High. Double wing, double tight. Off the left side, trying to turn the corner. Dangerous territory and hit at the goal line and popping back out to the line of scrimmage. Maybe losing your yard there. And that is Xander Neal. Again, no gain at most, maybe even another loss of one. And now we'll see what the Cardinals do on third and very long from just inside their 2 yard line. .9:35 and counting, clock continuing to roll here in the fourth quarter. Chi High, the 24-point lead. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden under center, back to pass. Von Hayden is going to go deep down the middle of the field. Got a man open, making the catch. Hebert across the 30, up to the 35-yard line. That's a Cardinal first down.
That's a gutsy call there. Memorial was coming after him. Goes from the 1 yard line all the way to the 34-yard line for a first down, 33-yard gain.
What a good throw right down the seam by Von Hayden, standing tall, making an on-target pass, and Hebert going to lay out and get it.
Now the Cardinals with a little more space. Again, look for them to take some time off the clock.
Gain of 32. Talk about the explosive plays, 20 yards plus. Chi High's had several plays of 30 yards as the snap goes right over the head of Von Hayden, and it's picked up by LeMay, but that will be a huge loss.
That's got to be a loss of almost 20 yards now. Well, let's see if they can make this up.
I guess, as Max McGee and co. used to say on the Packers radio broadcast, more room to work.
Yeah.
That will be a loss of 19, all the way back to the 15-yard line. And I'm not sure if the snap was just high or if Von Hayden hadn't called for it yet, but it sailed over his head.
Yeah, I hate to give
a couple bad bounces.
Hate to give Von Hayden the loss of 19 for that rush, but not really his fault on that.
So second and 29 from their own 15, they'll go spread, and what a great interception. Oh, my goodness. Yes, it is pulled in. Defensive lineman just went in the path of that pass and skied for it. Nate Ferguson.
Not what I was looking for there, trying to take some time off the clock on that drive, but put themselves in a hole with a 19-yard loss.
Tay Ferguson. We've seen the athleticism of that 6'3 junior. I would assume he plays basketball as well, and oh my goodness, that was just...
That could have been a pick six, but he just...
He lost his balance going up so high for it, but an incredible play. So second pick of the night for Von Hayden, but that one you just have to tip your cap, I think, to Ferguson, making an incredibly athletic play. First and goal from the 8. Gunlock rolling out to his left, heavily pursued. He'll float one into the end zone, going up high to make the catch. Touchdown, Eau Claire Memorial. Was that Ferguson again?
It was one of those 6'4" receivers. There's nothing our guys could do if he put it in the area.
That was Ferguson. Wow. How about the junior? And I dare say he deserved that one. Goodness.
8-yard touchdown catch for Memorial. That was a quick strike for them. Not what Chi High was looking to do when we needed to milk the clock.
So it's 40-22 right now, 18-point game. So, of course, Memorial will go for two to try to pull back within two scores. Gunlock throws his first touchdown pass tonight. The sophomore from the gun with a back on his left side, four wide, two left, two right. Gunlock back to pass, clean pocket, flares out left side and threw it right off the face mask of Weigel, who couldn't haul it in. Conversion attempt, no good. We're back in 60 seconds. It's an 18-point game with 7:53 remaining in Chippewa Falls. Chi High leads Memorial 40-22. Back in 1 minute.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
Miller Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you in their new location, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I.
At Pillar Bank, you will see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
Chi High Football on WOGO Radio and Cardinal TV. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you. Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO studios in Halley, our board operator. Running the Chi High live stream via CFHS Media, Cardinal TV on YouTube, Chris Perry. 7:53 remaining in the game. Chi High leads 42-22 over Eau Claire Memorial. Cardinals only two men deep, standing about their own 20-yard line, expecting perhaps another onside kick attempt for the old Abes, as there's still a lot of time left for Coach Rob Scott's Memorial team to get back into this one. The run-up and the kick, it is a dribbler on a hop, picked up on the onside kick attempt at the 48-yard line, so now Chi High, after the hands team does its work, needs to either kill some clock, put another score on the board, or both. So we have just under 8 minutes to play in this home finale from DeRay. Again, good to have you with us. Thank you to all the sponsors who have joined us all season long. We'll be headed up north next Friday night, road tripping up to Superior for the regular season finale. First and 10.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher fighting for what's right.
Von Hayden gives to LeMay, and LeMay again is chased out of bounds for a loss of three, maybe four, as he certainly has been a player Memorial has keyed on taking away tonight.
Yeah, I think that is a four-yard loss, just adding to the losses for this half. He's got five carries right now, all negative. 12 yards negative for carries.
Second and 14 from the 44-yard line. Chi High again, the double wing. Got LeMay in motion. Give right up the middle to the B-back, pushing back to midfield as the original line of scrimmage gets the loss of yardage back and an extra two. So third and eight coming up.
Looked to me like they got him to jump there, but it looks like didn't get called.
I believe that was Devin Bush on the carry.
Third
and eight for Chi High. Again, they want to let the clock run a bit here between plays. We've seen them go tempo at times tonight. Now they'll hustle back up. Third and eight from the 50-yard line. Double wing, Von Hayden with the fake, back to pass. He's going to fire down the seam, diving catch inside the 25-yard line. LeMay hauls it in for a first down.
That's the second time that we've seen LeMay with a great third down catch to extend the drive. That goes to the 34-yard line for a 16-yard gain. Nice pass and catch there. Von Hayden, 3 for 6 this half for a total of 64 yards. Half of them to LeMay and the other half to Hebert on one catch.
From the 34-yard line, give right up the gut down to the 30. I believe Bush is at the bottom of that pile.
Being carried there by that number 69 there?
Sure.
Oh, that's 68, whoever that was. Give him some credit there.
In a 4, 2, and 6.
Second and six from the 30-yard line. Double wing formation again for Chi High. Off right guard, maybe for a couple, is Bush again. That'll bring up third down.
Devin Bush on the carry, tackle for Memorial. By 44, Griffith.
Let's give him three on that one so we can wind up with a
Ellis.
Third and three.
Third and four at the 28.
They're saying third and four.
So third and four officially from the 28-yard line. Under 5.5 to go in the game. Chi High leading 40-22. Flip to LeMay. LeMay getting a lead block from his quarterback. He'll dart forward, change direction, stretching forward inside the 25, down to about the 22, and that'll move the sticks for Chi High. That's another Cardinal first down, brought to you by ServiceMaster Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
First time this half, LeMay's had the chance to bust loose and show some of his moves out there.
Knocking on the door of the Johnson Roloff red zone once again from the 22-yard line. Give right up the gut to Bush, and Bush will push inside the 20 down to the 18, maybe the 17-yard line. And that means once again, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals are in the Johnson Roloff red zone. Johnson Roloff is your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRoloffService.com. Give them a call. Let them know how much you appreciate their support. WOGO Sports, Chi High McDonald Athletics. Second and five after the gain of five. 17-yard line where the ball spotted right between the hashes. Chi High double wing, double tight. Give again to Bush right up the middle. And Bush will get inside the 15-yard line. Maybe down to the 14 for a gain of three. That'll bring up third and three. Possibly third and two.
Definitely stop. Definitely fullback time here. Just keep feeding him.
Third and two as the ball will be spotted at the 14.
We're
at the 4-minute mark and the clock continuing its descent. 40-22 Chi High. Third and two from the 14 of Memorial. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden under center. LeMay in motion left to right. Give right up the middle to the fullback. And that time Memorial says no way. There is no running room whatsoever, and we'll see where this one's spotted.
Loss of one at least. I'm going to put that ball right at the 15-yard line, so minus one.
So again, it would seem Chi High's goal has been primarily just to chew up as much clock as possible, and now I believe they will be trying the field goal with Faschingbauer. This would be a 33-yard attempt. Clock would presumably be under 3 minutes when Faschingbauer kicks this one. Chi High leading 40-22. So Faschingbauer, the senior, a chance at a 33-yarder here. Snap, spot, the kick booms to the uprights, but is no good. Had the leg, but didn't go through. With 2:54 remaining, the clock goes to a pause here as Chi High will switch with Eau Claire Memorial. So a sustained drive chews up clock for Chippewa Falls, but does not affect the scoreboard, and now Memorial will need to score quickly here, trailing by 18. Old Abe's take the field. Again, had a promising drive, turned back at the 5-yard line on downs. Two receivers left, two receivers right for Gunlock, the sophomore. He'll have a back with him in the shotgun on his left hip. Raises the knee, sending a man in motion left to right. Takes another high snap, Gunlock back to pass. He'll face some pressure. He'll flare it out left side in the flat, flag on the play. 25, 30, 35, 40, and Simmons taken out of bounds.
Now
a little bit of a rumble from the crowd about a possible late hit there. Doesn't look like there will be a flag.
Didn't get it. If anything, that would have been on Chi High there. But Eau Claire Memorial probably guilty of either a block in the back or a hold.
The official will indicate as such in just a moment here. It is a hold against Eau Claire Memorial. Again, 2:44 on the clock. Chi High leading 40-22. This is their highest scoring output of the season. Previous had been 36 points against the other Eau Claire school, Eau Claire North, down at Carson Park just a few weeks ago.
14 of those points tonight scored on defense.
And in that Eau Claire North game, it was a defensive touchdown and two special teams touchdowns.
I think we had a defensive touchdown against D.C. Everest.
Yes, indeed.
Recall, too.
Four wide, first and 11 from their own 19. Now from Memorial. Pass flared out into the flat, outside the numbers, 20-25, up to the 30-yard line, and very close to a first down. Gunlock with the screen pass. And that was Dave Ferguson, who caught the touchdown pass.
13-yard completion there. Pretty good block by the other receiver that was out there.
Another high pass. Great one-handed snag on the snap by Gunlock, and he still guns it out left side in front of his own sideline. Quick correction for myself. Chi-Hi stopped Memorial on downs two possessions ago. The last possession, of course, Tay Ferguson with that brilliant interception on the attempted screen pass for Chi-Hi, and then Ferguson skies for the touchdown reception for Gunlock. That was the first passing touchdown for Oakland Memorial tonight. So second and three from the 39, their side of the 50 for Eau Claire Memorial. Again, four wide, two left, two right. Gunlock, good snap this time from the shotgun. Steps into it, throws it up the middle. It's intercepted again. 45-50, 45-40, making a man miss inside the 35-yard line all the way down to the 32. Chi-Hi, their third pick of the night.
And that's number 30 with the pick.
And number 30 is Simon Fish, the junior.
Boy, what a great night for these defensive backs for the Cardinals. This is going to be fun for them to watch this film in the film room on Sunday if they do come in.
Fish again just laser guided to that football. And the Chi-Hi defense sets their offense up with 2:11 to play, leading 40-22. Von Hayden again will lead his team up to the line in the double wing. They'll go crisscross. Neal evades one defender in the backfield and twists between a couple more. Squirts through that gap and down to the 26 for a gain of five. Xander Neal showing his escapability. As Chi-Hi, you'd think, will keep it on the ground here, keep the clock moving. Leading 40-22 in a game that they have to keep those playoff hopes alive. Set up for a showdown with Superior. Simon Fish on the sideline getting a lot of slaps on the shoulder pads and saying, hey, as a junior, can't let the seniors have all the fun here tonight. Under 90 seconds to go. Von Hayden under center will give to his B-back, his fullback. Pushing straight ahead is Devin Bush. And Bush just a yard outside of that Johnson roll-off red zone. Third and short coming up. Don't go away. We'll have the post-class post-game show. Final episode of that coming up after the conclusion of this one. Alan Dunham down on the field. We'll talk with head coach Chuck Rakovich. Under a minute to play. Chi-Hi a third and one. You'd presume this might be the last play from scrimmage here, other than a kneel down. Give to Bush. Bush straight ahead. Should have the first down as he plunges into the Johnson roll-off red zone, and that should just about do it, but we've got to make sure we give our great sponsors their due. Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Cards will let this one run out, and again, this Chi-Hi team, particularly the seniors, rising to the occasion tonight. A game they had to have. Final game at DeRay for the season. Final game at DeRay for their high school career for these seniors. And as the clock ticks below 5 seconds, we'll count it down 3, 2, 1. And as we hit triple zeros at DeRay for the last time in 2023, your final score, Chippewa Falls 40, Eau Claire Memorial 22. We'll step out, be back in 3.5 minutes, a lot ahead. The Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, the great clips, great plays of the game. We'll talk live on the field with head coach Chuck Rakovich as well. Coming up on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror and Chippewa Falls, quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We're back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
140 years of banking experience to you in their new location, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I.
At Pillar Bank, you will see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll join Alan Dunham down the field with head coach Chuck Rakovich. And we'll send it down to Alan momentarily here. Chi High wins it 40-22. As the Cardinals varsity team will gather on the sidelines. Sing that familiar fight song.
It's a lot to keep track of, and they got some yards, but also some big plays along the other way.
Well, I don't know if I've ever been involved in two interceptions for touchdowns in one game. You know, that was, and then the third one down here was close too. You know, another move or two and he'd have been in the end zone.
Gosh, and for this team, I mean, you guys, now you go into last week knowing that if you go up to Superior and take care of business, you still might have a shot for one more.
Still might have a shot for one more, and that's, you know, every down these young kids can get is just going to make them better for the future.
And for these seniors, you know, to be able to go out a winner, you know, under A, obviously that's a big deal.
It is, and we made a big point of that before the game, and they rallied and got the job done. Yes.
Sick.
Oh, Christ. I've been sick all week. All right.
I know, obviously, coming off a couple losses, big rivalry game for you guys, one of the oldest in the state. How does it feel to kind of be able to come away with a win in this game?
You know, I don't know if our kids look at it as a rivalry game. I don't, you know, we don't build up any one game to be better than the next. And You know, when we start on a Monday, we say, hey, guys, we got a game Friday. You know, it's going to be this one, it's going to be this, it's going to be that. But we just prepare and play football. We don't ever emphasize, you know, we don't like them, they don't like us. That's not part of what we do.
Hey, Coach, congratulations on the win. Always good to get out a win in the tough BRC. What stood out to you tonight from the team?
Well, I think number one, defense, you know, with the interceptions was big. But also some tremendous catches we made on offense. You know, one-handed catches, diving catches, pretty spectacular.
The game was getting pretty emotional, especially in the second quarter. Several penalties against Memorial. You guys held your composure. Saw a lot of character out of your kids. You know, it's a pretty young team, a lot of juniors playing, but were you proud of how your team responded?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I think, you know, that, I don't want to say any, well, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but we didn't hurt ourselves in that situation. Like you said, the kids held their cool, and you know, we got out of there okay, and I think that's a tribute to the kids.
Really tough stretch of games. Played really well last week, just about won that game, and then come back here and the kids could get a win. I'm sure they're feeling really good about themselves.
Well, I haven't talked to them, but I hear them singing pretty loud right now, so they're happy. They're proud.
And we appreciate Coach Chuck Rakovich and his time. Seems like we may have lost connection with the microphone there, but thank you to Alan Dunham down on the field, and you heard Coach Rakovich's comments to the Chippewa Herald as well as we begin the Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll take a 2-minute break. Be back with the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats recap, the Great Clips great plays of the game as well. Chi High wins it 40-22, setting up a showdown at Superior, trying to keep their playoff hopes alive next Friday night. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
Takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Home finale for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. They make it count, knocking off Eau Claire Memorial 42-22, third win of the season for Chi High. They move to 3-5 on the year, 2-4 in Big Rivers play on the other side for Eau Claire Memorial. They fall to 2-6 on the year and 1-5 in BRC action. It's time for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovey.com, or find Holly on Facebook. Dave, check the story of the stats tonight.
Cardinals pretty well balanced on the night. 160 yards of passing, 146 yards of rushing. Von Hayden was 12 for 18 for the night for 160 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. Catching those passes was LeMay, six catches for 80 yards. Neal had a one catch for a 16-yard touchdown. Boland had two catches for 15 yards. Hebert had two catches for 37 yards. And Alger was one for 12 yards. Rushing, LeMay was 12 for 31. Neal was 5 for 60 to lead the team. Bush was 7 for 44. Boland was 2 for 27. Von Hayden, I feel unfair giving him 7 for negative 16 because most of that came on that one snap that went over his head. But again, that affects the team as well. The team wound up 41 for 146, a 3.5-yard average. But I think, you know, other than a couple of big negative yardage plays, that 3.5-yard average is probably closer to about 4.5. Defensively, the Cardinals held Eau Claire Memorial rushing. They were 13 carries for 106 yards, which is actually over 8 yards a carry, but it's all because they had the one carry that was about 67 yards, and I think that's essentially what did it for them. Other than that, the yardage was well down below four, and they had a lot of 0 and 1 yard carries that just couldn't sustain drives. Passing, the quarterback was 19 for 34. 149 yards, but three interceptions, two that got taken back by the Cardinals to the house, and that's kind of the key to the game right there. Great job on defense. Need to tie it up a little bit better on special teams. And offense sustained a couple of drives, didn't sustain as many as we'd like to see, but still had that flash, and at times, you know, just an exciting and fun team to watch.
Well, that's the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. The post-class post-game show continues just in half a minute, back in 30 seconds with those great clips, great plays of the game here on WOGO Sports.
Your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
This is the post-class post-game show. Chi High wins 40-22. A cluster of players kneeling at midfield now. Again, final game of the regular season here at DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls for these seniors. Their final game underneath the lights here in Chippewa Falls. It's time for the Great Clips Great Plays of the Game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a ready next text. When you're up next for a cut, download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Chi High wins at 40-22. The second half sounded like this in WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, along with Chris Perry on Cardinal TV. Cards officially a 3rd and 11 from their own 47, leading 25-16, trying to get some momentum back. Von Hayden throws right side, got a man on the 50-yard line, turning the corner, a big collision for LeMay near the stick. He's got it.
Now another penalty. Great play, another penalty.
This contest, and now Chi High at the 18-yard line, down inside the 15-yard line. With a 1st and 10, Boland motion left to right. They'll flip it to him on the jet sweep. Boland turning the corner outside the numbers of the 10-yard line to the 5. Diving to the end zone. Is he in?
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Jackson Boland from 18 yards out. Now, there was some controversy on that. It was not actually a touchdown. Chi High's Mason Von Hayden went in from 3 yards out one play later as one official signaled touchdown, but that was, in fact, in error. Let's continue.
I didn't see who the lead block.
Plunging into the end zone, two-point conversion, good. That is Jackson LeMay, and it's 33-16 Chi High, and now we'll take another 60-second break.
It's at Kurth Heating and Cooling.
And a half, the sophomore has the keys to this offense for Coach Rob Scott. It's a gain of three for Simmons. Two receivers left, two receivers right for Gundlach. Second and seven from his own 32. Almost to the halfway point of the quarter. The lefty quarterback, sophomore, goes left side and is intercepted. Pings that to Adrian McNamara. 15-10 to the end zone. Touchdown. The second pick six of the night for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals as AJ McNamara takes it to the house.
These defensive backs have taken a bunch of them back. Coach Berger, a lot of credit. Two defensive touchdowns on the night.
Rivers and passing yards coming in, but Gundlach, the sophomore quarterback, has certainly seemed to settle in a little bit here. Now we have four wide and a back on his right hip. Second and 10 from the 46, their side of the 50. Gundlach will pump. Now he's hit and somehow escapes the sack, but not the second wave to pull him down behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of two. We'll see who got that sack. I don't know if maybe it was Petska. That was Petska. .9:35 and counting, clock continuing to roll here in the fourth quarter. Chi High, the 24-point lead. Double wing, double tight, Von Hayden. Under center, back to pass. Von Hayden is going to go deep down the middle of the field. Got a man open, making the catch. Amer across the 30, up to the 35-yard line. That's a Cardinal first down.
That's a gutsy call there. Memorial was coming after him.
That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all.
Third and eight from the 50-yard line.
We know the importance of good competition.
Double wing, Von Hayden with the fake, back to pass. He's going to fire down the seam. Diving catch inside the 25-yard line. LeMay hauls it in for a first down. First passing touchdown for Oakland Memorial tonight. So second and three from the 39, their side of the 50 for Eau Claire Memorial. Again, four wide, two left, two right. Gundlach, good snap this time from the shotgun. Steps into it, throws it up the middle. It's intercepted again. 45-50, 45-40, making a man miss inside the 35-yard line all the way down to the 32. Chi High, their third pick of the night.
And that's number 30 with the pick.
And number 30 is Simon Fish, the junior. Those are your Great Clips Great Plays of the Game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a Ready Next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips, it's going to be great. That finishes up the Post-Glass Post-Game Show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And Dave Check, we're right up against the top of the hour here, but Chi High again. Need a win next Friday night, and then hoping for a little help, possibility of still making the postseason.
Yeah. You know, again, Chi High wins next week against Superior. They're probably in. I'm not going to tell you that. Travis Wilson is the one that says that. He's on WIS Sports. What he does is predict every single win going out. I don't know how he does it, but then goes through the tiebreakers. And I'll just say this. Holman losing hurt us because Travis Wilson has them as a playoff team, and that's one of the reasons that we're in, is because we beat a playoff team non-conference. So that hurt.
We'll see how it shakes out next Friday night. That'll do it for us here from DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. For Alan Dunham and Dave Check, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying so long from DeRay Field for the final time in 2023. Once again, your final score, Chippewa Falls 40, Eau Claire Memorial 22. Good night from DeRay.
Chi High Football on WOGL has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, also by Quality Propane and Fuels, Johnson Roloff, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, also by Holly Bobia, Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Nicolet Bank, and by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa. Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Where's Gala, Plumbing and Heating, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, Smart Scan Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.